And now, Ragnarok presents 30 seconds of uninterrupted Meyer Hamboning.
Well, guys, no, we can't do this cold open. Meyer's been exposed to a horrible, deadly chemical that turns his sweat into nitroglycerin.
Are you serious? What?
That means...
No!
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
I pressed record like 10 minutes ago.
Well, we're recording now, so.
All right, well.
Hi, I'm Will. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
Yeah.
Hey,
Will.
You got it.
So far, we're good, guys.
I'm so far surpassed Chris.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be blinking like that when I clap? Oh, it stops.
It's supposed to be on fire.
Just careful with the mic, guys. The stand broke, so...
Oh, did anybody try
to take
Yeah,
so I put it on
the
tissue box.
Yeah. Tissue box making it very wobbly, though.
Oh, no, that's... It's not the GM seat. It's only Ryan's seat.
Yeah.
I don't know Ryan. I don't know why Ryan would imagine himself not being here and put Will in control.
Where is Ryan? Is he
That's
off
right. I am GMing.
Ryan's at a wedding.
It's my first GM.
Yes, this is Will's first ever time GMing.
I just have this picture in my head right before the game starts.
Ryan's
in
just
a banquet hall. We're just in a banquet hall, and Meyer just sits down in the chair that says Ryan Mannix. Meyer, what are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting down in the chair.
In the game. Damn it, Meyer!
So,
my seat.
Listeners, we wanted to bring you in on this most likely train wreck, so you can listen. You can experience it with
confidence.
Us.
That was nice, Will.
I apologize if this gets all fucked up.
It'll be fine. It'll be great.
He doesn't even have any confidence in himself.
You know what, Will?
Well, maybe he did until Alex called it a maybe train.
What a dick!
Yeah, awesome. No,
I quit.
All right, I apologize. It's definitely a train.
So, today, guys, we are playing big motherfucking crab truckers.
Yeah!
Just so you know, Will, I'm sure that the last, what is this, have we been for 3 minutes about? The last 3 minutes, everybody who is listening to us is so super excited for this.
Yeah.
No matter how it goes, they are really excited about
this. Will's first game.
Yep. I'm excited for it.
I am.
You're excited.
Feel these nipples.
I mean, look.
I can.
I've been.
Will's rich, yes.
And I'm across the table. I'm kind of curious why Will has a D4.
We'll find out.
Oh, don't worry.
Because in two more, it'll be a 6.
Well, I was using it earlier to decide things, but I decided to make it six choices.
That's the one good thing about
four.
Being God. You could just make final decisions.
Yep.
I can. That's right. You have to listen to
he
me.
He does what he wants.
All right, so we're playing Big Motherfucking Crab Truckers.
Yeah, truckers.
So, you guys must introduce your characters. So, starting to my right, we're reintroducing one of our biggest characters from the
That's
the
me. I'm Will Meyer.
You're Will Meyer. All right, Will Meyer.
I just came from work.
That's true.
It's true. It's
right. I just came from work. I call him.
It's an accurate statement.
And who do you play?
Do they call
Meyer?
You William or Will?
They call me Will.
Is it weird?
Not really. Because my name tag is William, so it's becoming Will.
Do you ever answer in the Will voice?
what can I help you with today? Oh, that TV? Oh, no, don't get it. It's a piece of crap.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Big Slice, who is the biggest and strongest of...
And sliciest.
And the sliciest of the big motherfucking crab truckers family. That's it.
All right. I'm Alex, and I am playing Po' Boy Rangoon from down in Louisiana. He's a driver who's coming to help out his cousins with whatever the motherfucking crab goddess wants us to motherfucking do.
I'm Ed, and I'm going to be playing Remigius, known to his friends as Remy Rangoon the Third. I am brothers with Po' Boy and Gumbo Rangoon.
Yep, we're brothers.
And he is the negotiator of the group. He is a restaurateur who has come up here to open his restaurant, The Rue to Perdition.
I still don't get what's the rude to Perdition.
The rue is a thing that you use in a lot of Cajun cooking.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
It's basically just oil and flower.
Like you said it a bunch of times, and I kept saying to myself, ask about that. And then the other voice in my head said, you're going to sound dumb if you do, probably.
No. So you waited till we were recording?
Oh,
that.
Yes, I wanted
it could
here.
Either everyone be rue, thinking. Or it could be either an occasion joke or a crab joke.
Or a Winnie the Pooh joke.
The row to perdition.
Also, he was thinking probably Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Either one works.
It was like 90% of his brain is...
Pretty much. It's a Kangaskhan. Kangas.
You're next, Eric.
Hi! I'm Eric.
You were already introduced by Will. How do you feel?
Well, I'm not going to get this done. I'm going to be playing Paddy McRib.
Who's
the fighter of the group. Anyway. And he also likes to dance and he wants it.
Slicey white.
You two are brothers.
Remember, you have a shell full of weapons, Eric.
So. I do have a shell full of weapons.
And we've already established you have grenades and you have a lobster claw.
Damn right.
Is it my turn?
No. Mm-hmm.
Are you done yet?
No, it's Ed's turn again.
No, it's Ed's turn again? No.
I said Alex's turn again.
No, it's your turn.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, they skipped.
Hi, I'm James. I'm playing Gumbo Rangoon. I am the blocker of the group out of the three brothers. I, do all that fun stuff. I'm good at offensive driving, seeing things, and making paper crafts.
Paper craft.
You wrote it down.
You drive a 65 Classic Cancer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make us look a lot less clever, but I feel like it's worth mentioning that the name Rangoon came from the fact that I was trying to type the word Crabbington into a text, and it ironically auto-corrected it to Rangoon.
It works.
You didn't have to tell them that.
Thanks for ruining it.
Those are some clever boys. Yeah. They came up with the Rangoon.
So I
like them. Here's Patreon money. Do we have a Patreon?
This is Ryan.
We meant to, right?
Yeah, they're cool.
No,
oh, they're
we're stupid and we don't have a Patreon and people are asking if they can.
We should get that shit going.
Yeah, we should.
Yes. Yes, we should.
You want to give us money, right?
Who's asking for money?
Us.
A couple of people have asked if they could give us money. Not a lot, but...
It's all right. We appreciate all of you who wanted to give us money, and we even appreciate all of you who don't want to give us money.
I don't appreciate them.
I do. I appreciate everyone. Everyone has their own intrinsic values.
I appreciate...
Worth appreciating.
I appreciate Chatos.
Me too.
Chatos.
I appreciate what James is doing right now.
And Crawl Kill.
And Robert Parson.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, we're done with the introductions, so why isn't the story progressing?
That was the name, because right? Robert Parsons. Yeah. Like, all right.
And even Omega.
And Myers getting a drink.
I was getting a drink.
Just go.
All right. So, Red Blue Brothers, you get a message on your...
Crab phone?
On your crab phones.
Don't help him yet.
On your crab phones. And it says, please come...
No, shell phone.
Oh, shell phone. That's a better one.
Better.
Shell phone.
Yeah, we don't like... Here, I'm going to call you on my person phone.
No, we're afraid of people...
But they're made out of shells.
Human is the scariest...
Oh, humans are terrible.
Oh, yes.
Humans are terrible.
Whatever.
All right, so...
Said, come down to the depot.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing with Big Slice and.
So I'm going to leave my restaurant.
And the crab.
So where? What town are we in?
You are on the. Right. Oh, I don't remember where we were originally.
Doesn't really matter. We're on the road.
We start off that mountain, right?
The Crab Goddess's Mountain.
Crab Goddess Mountain.
That's where we are now.
That's where you are now. All
right.
All right. You are guys are at Marty's. Barney's Truck Depot.
All right.
Truck Depot.
That's where we keep our trucks, I guess.
You guys arrive, and there is Pinsir Bubbleman waiting for you at the docks.
Cousin Pins! Let me see that new dick!
You know what?
Whip it out! Let me see that blue lobster.
Been wanting to see it for a year, mon frère.
That's why we came up here.
Slice. You had to tell the.
My bro has a new dick. I told everybody about it.
I get it. You should be excited.
It's the talk of the town anyway.
By the way, that was a year ago. It's been a year.
Which means it's healed.
But he's got a big. You got a big lobster dick.
Have you not looked at the paper recently? It's on the headline every day.
Yeah, because he's putting it in there.
Let us see the dick.
He's very proud of you. All right, fine. Here.
Don't you want the ladies to see your big blue lobster dick?
That is a nice looking lobster.
You know, that is one fine appendage, my friend.
Do you guys really want to see this from your cousin?
Sure. Well, everybody kept talking about it. I didn't believe them. I had to come down here and see it for myself.
All right. Well, anyway.
Wait.
Worth the trip. All right, let's go back to Louisiana.
Back to Louisiana for us.
Wait a sec. How come he has an accent now?
Oh.
What's that about?
Guys,
he sees how I speak.
He started doing that, like...
It is my culture and heritage.
Yeah, he decided that's his culture and heritage.
Boys!
I think accents are still anywhere.
Did he, get a hit in the head or something?
No.
Or?
We are descended from the long line of the Rangoons, from the French noble houses.
Oh, yeah, he's also decided that we're apparently, nobility or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're just old family, and we've just... ignore it.
I looked it up on Ancestry.com.
So,
crab ancestry.
I looked it up on crabsestry.com.
No, don't say crabsest. That's
Wow. Okay.
So, you have to be really specific how you type that.
Boys, I have a little bad news.
Is it your dick?
Nope, not Marty.
Oh, that's good.
What happened to Marty?
So, Marty and his boys are doing a delivery. Uh-huh. And the same delivery work that you guys are taking today.
We're taking on a delivery that somebody else took but had bad news.
Yeah.
So they obviously didn't finish it, so what happened to them?
We don't know.
Where's the rig that they were driving?
Don't know.
Whatever happened to them is not going to happen to
us. How are we going to deliver the thing that they have?
Okay. Well... because of the fact they cannot find him, they have promoted me to Marty's job.
Congratulations!
It's because of the dick, isn't it?
I think it's because of the dick.
I think the dick gives him more
power. Wait.
Or I should have to do with my leadership skills.
Guys, you know what this means?
No, I think it has to do with the dick.
Party.
Cuz got it.
Party.
Tell you what. If you guys complete the job... you can come back and party.
So dance.
Right? I'll have a party for the promotion, which I reluctantly had to get because Marty's missing.
Wait, are you saying no partying until we do this?
Yes.
Let's go!
Oh, wait, hold up, because we don't know what we're doing yet.
I already started my car.
Gumbo's gone.
It's a remote start.
Gumbo, get your ass back over here.
I'm coming.
All right, cuz, what's the job?
All right. You guys got to bring a few supplies down to Old Bay Port.
What kind of supplies?
Well, we have 14 cases of pineapples.
Ooh.
15 cases of nuts. And 16 cases of fans.
Wow.
Fans.
I'm assuming this comes from the motherfucking crab goddess?
This comes from the motherfucking crab god.
Whoa.
And goddess. They both want this done.
Okay.
That's some serious shit.
Why are they getting rid of their fans?
Now, here's the catch. Usually this is a 7-day drive.
There's always a catch.
It's always a catch of the day.
And the ship leaves in 5.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, so where's the shipment, though? You said that Marty took it already.
No. Since it disappeared, they load up more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this is like a second dummy
so
shipment.
So you guys have to go get the shipment in Smacktown.
Oh, so we got to pick it up.
Yup, in Pensardania.
Did Marty's crew ever make it to Smacktown?
No.
In that jellyfish territory?
Yes. It's also Human's territory.
Oh. We took some of them out in that one trip. I think we can do it this time.
We're going to fuck them up.
It's a good thing you guys got the Rangoon boys with you.
Here's the problem. I have drawn out your route, and it seems the fastest way to get there is you have to take a shortcut through the boiling fields.
Oh.
The boiling fields,
which is known for humans to trap us big motherfucking crabbers. Well, big motherfucking crabs.
Oh, I heard about a guy once who got stuck there. They boiled him alive.
Why would
That's
they do
very
that?
Fitting.
So they could eat them.
Why would they do that?
Because they're humans. They're animals,
they
man.
They eat everything.
That's the reason why I have called upon the Rangoons.
Yeah.
I thought they came out to see your dick.
Yeah, I did.
We did.
I think it's just like good timing.
Oh,
that is why.
While we're here,
I called them for extra support.
Wait, motherfucking right.
You're not coming with us?
I gotta stay here.
But you're the driver.
Hey,
not
Slice.
Anymore.
I'm a pretty good driver myself.
He's the best fucking. He's the best fucking driver in the bayou.
Homeboy is almost a better driver than I am.
I think I missed something.
You did. We'll explain later.
Homeboy is almost a better driver than I am.
You are a better driver.
We have
than
Gumbo,
you.
Too. Thanks, Gumbo's bro. A great driver.
No way, my brother's better than your brother. You talk.
Whoa, boys.
I think there's only one way to settle this.
Party!
I would also like to point out that in Smacktown, brother, I don't know why I got that confused, Patty.
Yes.
If you want, you can learn a new dance move.
I'm all over that.
I never delivered.
The hard shell scuttle.
First the soft and the hard.
I never trucked anything without my brothers.
The hard shell hop.
Well, Patty's coming.
But it's always been us three. It's only those two.
Well, now it's going to be us five. We're practically brothers, man.
That's true.
Party!
Yeah.
I'm giving you the best truck we got.
No.
We're getting large march.
Oh.
You guys look over at the Rick White shark.
Does it still have my face on the side of it?
The face is still there, but this time it has a picture of the three brothers on it. Oh. And your face is 3D.
Yeah!
And the sexy jellyfish hood ornament.
Yeah. It does have the sexy jellyfish hood ornament.
Oh, boy.
And it has an upgrade. What's that upgrade mean?
I loved your reaction, James.
Do I during the game? You guys can put a big motherfucking gun on it. You guys can.
If we're gonna go through the boiling fields, I think we're gonna need a big motherfucking gun. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You can also add on speed. No.
Big motherfucking speed or just speed?
Just NOS.
Big motherfucking NOS or just
big foot motherfucking NOS?
Yeah.
Nitros or guns?
I think we need the guns.
Like we don't need guns. I got the guns right here.
You know what? I'm just gonna say, bro, this rig really belongs to Slice and Patty. So why don't you guys choose?
What do you think, Slice or Ice?
We need those. I need for speed.
All right, so let's put some big motherfucking NOS on that thing.
Yeah.
We Gumbo runs over and starts bowing to it.
We need to get this done fast, right?
I can just pick a car up and destroy it. Right.
Guys, hit the water.
Why would you do
that? A bunch of crawdads come out and attach the...
I've been known to do that once
or
twice.
Screw in the tank. All right.
They just walk over.
Do your guys need a job at night? I need some talented workers in my restaurant in the kitchen.
I could ask around.
The route to perdition.
All right, Remy, finish one job before you start working on another.
I'm a very talented crab, my money.
Now,
what was that? It was Spanked.
The faster you guys get there.
Smacktown is where it's jellyfish.
Smacktown, yeah.
A group of jellyfish.
The faster you guys get to Old Bay Port, the faster, the better you get paid.
Going up with speed?
All right.
That's why we put the speed.
That is something you should have told us before we made our decision.
You're all of a sudden here, I'm honking my horn. Let's go already!
If you knew it, you know, it was a good thing I did the speed then. Because
otherwise, you would
have been kind of stupid.
We regretted our decision.
Yeah, that's my brother. He's always thinking.
All right, guys. Load up Large Marge and get yourselves going.
All right, guys.
You got the instincts, Big Slice.
Thanks, man. Also, when I go to Smacktap, I'm gonna bang all the jellyfish hotties!
I bet you are.
Alright, boys.
It's amazing what they can do without a spine.
It'll sting. It's gonna sting the next
Smacktown's
day.
Smacktown's about
it's a good
away.
Sting, though.
Look, you've never used a jellyfish as lube?
And on to the next thing.
All right, so.
You gotta go across, the big motherfucking desert.
Wait, I thought you said we had to go across the boiling fields.
You do.
The desert and the boiling fields?
Yep.
Oh, that's a lot of things to go through. We gotta get paid a lot for this.
All right, boys. Load up.
My horn's the name of rock lobster.
I'll load.
This is a sign.
Oh, no, we haven't gotten it yet. We have to go to Smacktown to load up. Dang. To bring it down to Old Bed.
Ah, boys, also, remember, the humans have gotten smarter.
Smarter,
right?
You watch. I catch one of the humans and I boil them.
Oh, then we can eat them.
That's a lot of meat.
I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, I'd try it.
They're gaming.
Believe me,
they're really good when they're decomposing.
I would whip him up so nice you would not even know it was a huma.
All right, guys. And what's the stuff going?
All right. Po' Boy hops into the driver's seat of Large Marge.
Gumbo's just been driving. Gumbo's just been doing donuts waiting to start going.
What the hell was that?
It was a fly.
You're a murderer. You killed him.
Right. James, you in the car?
Great. I've been in my car since you said we get paid extra, the faster we get there.
Let's go!
I've been doing donuts and honking
jump
my horn.
Jump in Marge.
Head on out.
I'm in Marge.
Get up! Move on up!
You guys make your way down the mountain.
Making our way down the mountain.
Like Mad Max.
Down to the big motherfucking desert.
There's a big fucking desert.
You're like Furiosa.
But a crab. And a man.
Yeah.
Mostly the crab part, though. I think that's the big difference.
Okay. While driving every now and then,
I start singing the soundtrack to The Princess and the Frog.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it either.
It's all right.
So you guys have been on the road for about an hour.
I've just been picking up the CB every now and then. How you doing?
Eric, this is the part where the Voodoo Man comes in.
Actually, no. James.
Oh, thanks.
William.
Roll perception.
That's two, right? I just rolled two dice.
You roll three.
You
dice.
Seen and this
you do you have the skill?
Yeah, I have the skill.
So you roll three and you take the two highest.
What do you have a picture of humans for?
Not a picture, like a still picture. Picture like
eight.
A moving picture. Oh. They call them the movies. You ever see this one where the princess turns into a frog?
Nah.
You see something in the distance.
Looks like we got something on up the head of the roach.
What is it?
Let's destroy it!
What is it?
That bait, that crap.
What is it?
We do, yeah.
It's another.
What is it?
It's another big fucking truck coming towards you.
Oh, God.
Is that another truck full of crabs?
Well, I don't know.
No.
We got another truck head to us.
Oh,
fuck it.
We got lobsters! Fuck those lobsters!
Died to heart.
Dicks for everyone!
Well, we already got dicks.
Yeah. So it says hell shells on the side.
We got it.
Right, I forgot. Will was really upset.
Or Shells Angels.
Shells Angels is better.
Will was really upset because he didn't have a dick.
Yeah.
He wasn't upset until there were crab ladies around.
Right. And then he tried to make it a joke.
Yeah. We're like, no, you decided. You have no dick for some reason.
He's got no dick. No dick at all.
Hey, no, he's got a dick now. He's got a lobster dick. A big blue lobster dick.
Okay.
We're
going to
fuck up these lobster.
There's eight of them.
Eight trucks or eight lobsters?
Eight lobsters.
Yeah, I can do it. We can take.
All right, boys, you got to defend the truck.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
So how should we do this? I'm going to use my drive to try to angle the cow catcher to sort of push them off the road as they come driving by.
Oh, all right. I have an idea. I'll wait until you're done.
I'm going to use my offensive driver ability to actually.
Oh, yeah, you're up front. You would hit them first.
I use my offensive driving abilities to actually try to cause them to swerve off their path.
Okay.
Like, you know, cause
no them. Fucking way.
All right.
So you got to roll. So you got to roll the dice.
I roll three.
For driving.
Yeah, that's
if I roll higher than you, then you do not.
Do I still roll three and keep the two?
Yep. Yep. As long as if you're using one of your skills, you roll three. Okay.
I'm looking at 11.
All right, they rolled under, so they are. So you're going to do it.
Hey, bro, watch this!
Nice!
We're going to right.
So you're going to clear path to go straight through!
Can I lean out and whip out of my shell a starfish shuriken and try to pop one of their tires?
Ooh, sure.
Yeah. Is that fight or is that...
That'll be fight.
All right. Don't fall. Oh, seven.
Success.
Success.
Oh, I don't remember how it works.
I'm going
six and higher. If it's under six, it's a failure.
And you did it. So you popped on the tires, and then the truck soars a little bit.
But
I think between
me, trucks have a lot of tires.
I'm gonna.
It's got a lot of tires.
I think between me making it veer off of its actual path that it's supposed to be going on, and him popping one of the tires, that could cause it to flip over.
No, could be a jackknifing.
Yeah, jackknifing at least.
Not yet.
I am
big truck.
Well, I am gonna swing myself up on top of the roof. And then leap onto the roof of the other truck.
Okay. That is,
swashbuckling?
Yes.
That would be swashbuckling.
That's my die!
Five.
No.
Four. No, you just hit the two highest.
Four.
Four? Mm-hmm. No, you fail. You make the leap and you don't make it.
No, Remy!
The truck swerves. You got... So you're
manned.
luckily, you're a fucking crab, so you only take one damage on that. So you get
It doesn't really.
No damage.
Just minus one to all your rolls.
Oh right.
Okay.
Until the scene's over. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Until the scene's over. So Po' Boy screams out, "Remy!"
Do you alert me on the radio?
Yeah. Remy's down!
No, Remy!
I slam it, and then Po' Boy grabs the steering wheel and whips the truck around and spins it 180 and has the trailer whip around and smack it to the back of their truck.
You decided at each damage
roll your drive
is minus
one die.
Yeah. No, not one die.
Well, it's minus one.
Yeah.
And then I think if like you have no dice left... Like, if it was minus three, you were out for the rest of the scene or something?
Maybe. I don't, because there was no damage in the rolls.
I thought it was just minus one to our rolls.
Nine.
Minus one to my rolls!
Okay.
So I whip the trailer around and smack it into the back of their trailer, so their truck, like, bumps and buckles, and one of them falls off.
All right.
I will now. I'll show you how it's done! And I'm jumping on.
Go get him, Slice!
I'm not really sure it needs to be that sharp.
I don't know what that
is. It would be fight.
Fight?
I'm going to go drive around to pick up Remy.
Ten.
I'm driving around to go pick up Remy.
Okay.
I got a 10.
This is how you do it!
I will jump on. Wait.
Okay,
so how many lobsters have we killed?
Oh,
we only killed one. One fell off and then we killed him.
But James and Eric both made successful checks too.
Yeah, but they to the truck.
Okay.
So they haven't killed any lobsters yet. They've only just damaged the truck.
Okay.
I'm on the truck.
So Slice.
All right,
Slice is on the truck.
All right, they're now. The window's now open, and four guns appear.
Oh, cheating son of a bitches.
I'm going to roll drive to get out of the way of their big fucking guns.
Well, I'm on the roof. They really can't shoot me.
Wait, who are they shooting?
They're shooting at the truck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
can I jump on...
Nice.
Boxcars, crit success.
Yeah, you get out of the way.
Every
shot misses.
Hell yeah. I mean, gel yeah.
Okay.
Can I jump on the truck, the side of the truck, and snip off one of the guns? Just, like, tear off one of the guns?
No, just kill one of them.
Yeah, pull them out.
Sure, yeah, I'll do that. I'll be like, bonsoir!
So you throw them under our car, so as I'm just saying, crunch!
Alright. Yeah, you kill them.
Alright, so I just jump up, I grab onto the door. Bonsoir, mon ami!
Why is he speaking loud?
Okay, you're on the six lobsters.
All right. You guys go.
All right, they're going to try and ram back into Large Marge. No, they won't. I'm running.
How many times do you get to say that?
What?
All right, guys, you're down to 6 lobsters.
I'm going to use my offensive driving to cause them to miss.
That's
and hopefully spin out.
Okay.
At least.
I'm going to dance at them and hope that they become...
You only get 2 dice, Will.
Oh, 2 dice?
Yeah, GM only gets 2 dice forever.
2 dice. 11.
Take it.
Oh, you do it. You block them completely.
I'm doing my job as a blocker.
Woo! Keep it up, bro! You're going to have a big mess to clean up.
All right.
If you
there's still three people. There's still 3 of them with guns.
I'm going to run up and... I'm going to run up, jump onto the...
The cab.
Rip off the top of it and then kind of flip it and then slam it into the rest. Nice.
Okay, go for it.
That lift?
Will?
That lifting?
Yes.
10.
Yeah, you beat them.
Beat those!
And now there are 5 lobsters.
What? And there's no one driving anymore.
No, the truck goes careening. One of them was going to try and get in the front seat and try and get in control of the truck before.
Okay.
They got to get through Big Slice.
Yeah. Are you on the truck?
I'm on the cab.
On the opponent.
Yeah,
truck? Yeah, he's on the lobster truck.
I was going to try aim a starfish shuriken for the gas tank, but not when you're on.
You could.
It.
Then he gets a badass jump off as it explodes.
That's true.
Oh, God.
He's snake eyes. The gun explodes in his hand and dies.
What if he doesn't see? He sees how cool I am. He just kills himself.
That's not it.
Fuck this.
Right, so can I try to aim a shuriken for the gas tank?
All I was going to do is just...
Well, yeah, wait. That's not going to make it explode. It's just going
to... Okay, we're motherfucking big crabs. It can blow up... It can blow up...
It could cause a spark.
A gun can blow it up. You've got a shell full of weapons.
If he crits success, it's
all out. It's an explosive...
Oh, wait, yeah. Is it an explosive shuriken?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's explosive.
That's all you had to say.
We're worried about
All right, fine.
Ed, we need realism.
Right. It's an exploding starfish.
Yeah,
I need realism, so I pull the exploding shuriken out of my shell.
Exploding starfish shuriken out of your shell.
It just, it wouldn't make sense if we just threw a shuriken out.
Now the car has no driver. So now the car has no driver, so I still go...
Well, wait. Before you roll that, if we don't blow it up, we might be able to steal their cargo and sell it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's see what's in there.
I'll just try to pick off another lobster.
Dead.
All of them?
No.
Oh,
no. Still...
The driver's dead.
Ooh, I know what I'll do.
Eric still gets to go.
Yeah, I'm still doing my action.
Well, he has a... What?
The hell? Why is my computer restarting?
I don't know.
Because you touch yourself?
No.
Well, that's besides the point.
There goes all my information.
So, well, it's restarting. It'll come back.
Your GM, Will. You got to roll with it.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right,
Okay. Well, we got 5 lobsters left. I'm throwing a shuriken.
We have 5 lobsters left.
Actually, can I pull out a grappling hook and try to shoot one in the face with it?
Wait, I killed one. Ed killed one. Meyer killed one. One killed himself.
Okay, that's 4 left.
So we have 4 lobsters left.
So you have 4 left.
So I'll try to shoot him in the face with a grappling hook, and then maybe I could use it to shimmy across and into the vehicle.
Okay. Try it.
What are you doing?
6.
What are you doing?
You hit the crab in the face.
Yay!
And you hooked
it's a lobster.
And you hooked the lobster in the face.
We're big motherfucking crabs.
Yeah.
They're fucking lobsters.
I mean, they're big fucking lobsters.
All right, so I'll wait for my next action to crawl across. I'll let Ed do what he was going
to
do.
I'd like to scuttle over.
I'd like to cut that rope.
I'd like to scuttle over to the...
Actually, one of them's going to try and cut the rope, too.
Fair enough.
I would like to scuttle over to the rig where it's connected and pull out the pin.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So that we have the cargo.
Okay. Do it.
That is Air 7.
Air 7.
Yep.
Air 7.
It's you like a
don't
land
do it
7.
Well, but you do it.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a 6.
It's almost like a land 7, but it was sloppy.
People critique it.
What?
Right.
Don't you have minus 1? I mean,
you have minus 1.
He just like got
no, minus 1 die, you said, right?
No, minus 1 points.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't roll an extra die for that. Only if it's one of your skills.
Swashbuckling.
Huh, that's up to Will.
For unpinning something like that?
Scuttling along a moving car.
Well, wait, let's get the damage rules right. So, is it minus one die or minus one to the roll?
That was minus one to the roll.
Okay.
Okay. So then it's 9.
Okay.
It's 8.
So, okay, then...
So you still succeed.
We succeed.
And you succeeded in a way, so he rolled 7.
Defeated.
3. That was awful.
All right, so...
Oh, you rolled higher than 6.
I mean, 6 would have been a success anyway.
Exactly.
So you guys do whatever you want to those fucking lobsters now. I'm just gonna drive the truck up next to their trailer as it skids.
You
to
guys
a stop.
Might want to get off the trailer.
What?
They're going pretty fast. Right? You might want to get off the trailer. The trailer's gonna spin a bunch of times. It's hitting the ground hard.
What's gonna be cool though?
Yes, but you're gonna be on it.
It doesn't have front wheels.
What?
No.
Okay.
He just unclasped it from the front of the truck.
Well, some trailers have two sets of wheels.
It's on the back, because
it's still gonna.
Well, no. I'm saying some trailers have two sets of wheels, so it's level, and you can leave it.
Yeah, but it was one of the long. It was like one of those ones that attach on. It's
right. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
It's not one of those.
Okay.
Those exist, but this ain't one.
Yeah,
this ain't one of them. So yeah, you guys might want to move.
I'm gonna use my.
I'm on the front car though.
I saw that Myers on the cab.
On an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. So therefore, they don't exist.
So,
I'm on the cab.
Eric, I would suggest not going over to the truck right now.
Well, no, Eric was going over to the cab, not the trailer, right?
Right, it's the cab. Where
and I guess Ed would technically be on.
I think I'm the only one on the trailer.
So yeah. You could have been on the cab too, because it's in the middle.
So I don't think any of us are on the trail.
Okay, so the trail. Oh, okay then.
I'm going to use our truck. I'm going to drive over and try to.
Are any of the lobsters on the cab? On the trailer? On the trailer?
They're on the trailer.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh, they're all. Never mind. Fuck them.
Yeah, they're all gone.
They're done.
Yeah.
Can we explode the cab?
I could be on the trailer.
I don't know. Shoot. They're like standing on top and.
Oh, so they hopped out of the.
They had hold. It was meant to hold them and meant to take. Like, the trailer had them inside.
Okay.
They weren't...
They're lobsters. They're not fucking smart.
They're stupid. Let's blow up their cab.
Yeah.
Hey, you have one of
those... I give the honk signal to blow that shit up.
Blow it up! All right, so I guess instead of... am I the only one on the cab?
No, you're all three.
You're all three of you are on the cab. James in his car, I'm in the truck.
So I guess we'll use Eric's rope.
So,
So
the trailer flips over about 25 times.
That's cool.
And rips apart across the landscape. Wow.
What were they carrying? Can we see?
What?
Well, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Kill them first.
Priorities, Eric. We're going to kill the cab first.
They're all dead.
Oh, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
All right.
Do we want to blow up the cab?
Oh, yeah. So we'll blow it up and we'll jump off of it.
Yeah, you guys get off on the rope and he won't.
Wait. I park the car and I set it up. Like, all right, we'll blow it up. You guys walk away, and I'll take a picture. It'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a glory
to dance away.
So I take a picture of the four of them.
I have to do the exploding.
Oh.
Also, I have to know where the bathroom is.
They're to the right.
All right, I'll roll
first. It's that locker that says Maureen.
You don't have to roll. It's not in combat.
Oh, okay.
Only if it's contested.
Good.
So you set up a grenade, you guys start walking away, and as soon as it explodes, I just start taking pictures. Yeah, that was awesome, guys!
You can get it in the next one.
Right.
To the right.
To the right. And then to the right.
To
there's
the left,
one marked
the
boys
left.
And one marked girls. Although, I don't think that matters anymore.
Whichever one you want.
Does anybody want a little lobster roumelade?
No.
I think I might.
Maybe. So what are they carrying? I'm going to start sifting through the wreckage.
Yeah.
Alex, we'll die. Odds are even.
Wait, I'm rolling?
Yes.
Odds. Yeah!
It's odds.
Okay, turns out they are actually carrying weapons.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hey, Will.
What?
Can I roll fine dining to whip up some lobster roumelade to give everybody a +1 forward?
Yes.
Five, six.
Because the scene's over, so that minus one goes away.
All right. Six is a pass, but it's not a good pass.
So I mean, it should be enough for a plus one. To pass.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, everybody gets a plus one for at least a day.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yo, bro, this is good shit. I mean, not your best.
You made better, but with what you've had, this is good.
I pictured you just like roasting lobster over the burning wreckage of the truck.
That's basically it. To be fair, I didn't have all the ingredients, and the lobster was kind of squished from being killed.
And it's got a little bit of like a diesel taste to it.
That's because a lot of diesel gas got mixed in.
Okay. Well, still pretty good. All right, so I'm winding down our cargo, so we got weapons in our cargo.
You guys got four crates of weapons.
Four crates of weapons.
For some reason, the crates were not destroyed in the accident.
Because magic.
I'm gonna take...
The goddess wanted us to have that fucking weapons.
Do you think we could look through and take some?
We're taking all of them.
We're taking all of it.
Well, I like to equip ourselves.
No, those are your guns now. Those are yours. Okay.
So I'm going to take...
Four crates of weapons.
You said there's weapons. You didn't say there was ammo for them.
I'm going to take, like, two flintlock pistols and a saber.
There's ammo inside the case.
She would take two flintlock pistols.
Two flintlock pistols and a
rifle. What are you going to do with those?
I'm going to swashbuckle.
Okay, you're going to shoot each one of them once, and then what?
And then I have these, and I'm going to take out a rapier, like a saber.
So why don't you just take two regular pistols?
Because
you know we have built-in sabers.
I don't even need weapons. I can just use my fists.
And it's your claws.
I use my claws. I pull them up.
Yeah, that was pretty badass, Slice.
There's something to be said for style, mon ami.
Right, but you know, you're going to get one shot off, and then you're done.
They're good weapons, though. They're from cramming them.
I want to, Is there, like, a piece of black fabric I can tie around my head? Like a mask?
No.
Okay.
The fates of your life.
Alright, boys, back on the road. We got a schedule.
There's not like that in large marks, sorry.
What about the lobster?
You blew it up.
You did blow up the can.
Yeah, it got pretty blown up. Alright, back on the road.
We
load the weapons into the.
Guys, you're costing us money. Time is money. Let's move.
All right, back on the road.
You have no more problems across the big motherfucking desert.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys actually make it in record time.
Yeah.
Told you I was a pretty good driver.
I told you we needed this speed.
Guys, 4 hours across the desert.
All right.
How much does it usually take?
He rolls to see if I found a piece of black fabric. But not to see how well you drove.
No, I rolled it before. I rolled it before. I'm also gonna take.
Usually like six hours. We got 4 hours.
Yep. And we killed some fucking lobsters.
Yeah, baby.
So you guys can relish in your victory and stuff for a little while. Yeah.
All right. So
argue about the big motherfucking desert's name again if you want.
I'm gonna load up. I'm gonna make sure all of our shit gets loaded up. So we're picking up. What are we picking up?
Nuts.
Picking up nuts.
Fans.
Nuts, pineapples, nuts, and fans.
And fans.
So it's 13 crates of pineapples, 14 crates of nuts, and 15 crates of fans.
16 crates of fans, 15 nuts, and 14 pineapples.
Get a rider, pay the price.
The iron price?
No.
I don't want to lose money because somebody grabbed the wrong amount of cases.
The gold price.
You actually might get paid more.
It's the gold price.
You bring more in.
Yeah, but if we bring less in, we're not going to get as much.
Exactly.
How big?
All right. So right now we're trucking 4 crates of weapons, 14 crates of pineapples, 15 crates of nuts, and 16 crates of fans.
Oh yeah.
And we're bringing that all.
Well, not yet. No, I'm still on the road.
Yeah.
No, you said
we got there.
Oh, I didn't say you get there.
Yeah.
You said in record time.
We got there in record time. We did it in 4 hours.
Yeah. Okay, so you're now in Smacktown.
And you said, yeah, you said we got to the desert and got a record time.
All right,
and so big slice.
You guys actually.
You can see everything in that.
And we're going to Old Bay Beach.
Oh, literally, you can see right through her or him. I can't really tell with the
Old Bay Port.
Old Bay Port. All right.
The jellyfish have gender?
Oh yeah, they
I
do.
Don't know. Do they?
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh, I never know.
And that but is one hot.
They may have gender identity, but do they have biological?
Boy, I'm not a scientist. I know I like the way they move.
Are you Googling do jellyfish have gender?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
I use the tiny toilet. Is that okay?
You want to go take a regular sized dump in Yoda's toilet?
Do it
so it looks like you took a big
where
poop.
We are.
Okay.
That was the deal I made with.
with
you can't say
with whom shall not be named.
Yes. You can't say this tiny toilet town.
No. Damn it, Meyer! Now they know we're in tiny toilet town. It's the weirdest place. Why did we come here?
I don't know. Will kidnapped us.
That's true.
I think I said we're.
Oh, Ryan imagined us here.
Yeah, but then imagined Will killed. Killed Imagination Ryan and took us here.
What I miss? We made a record time across the big motherfucking desert.
Nice.
And we loaded up large marge.
And now we're trying to figure out if jellyfish has gender.
Yeah.
Jellyfish males, yes. There are separate male and female jellyfish.
Oh.
They release vast... The male jellyfish release vast quantities of sperm into the ocean.
Vast amounts. So basically we're just swimming in jellyfish.
That's the way to do
it. You just swim around in jellyfish sperm. Jellyfish gonads develop in the lining of the gut. Thus the sperm is released from the mouth.
Oh,
now,
damn.
The magic happens when the female swims through the cloudy water.
So jellyfish males vomit up a shit ton of sperm. And then we hope that the female jellyfish just swim through.
Hey, want to swim through here? It's good water.
Imagine just being a female jellyfish just swimming one day back. Like,
oh,
pregnant.
God, oh, God,
I'm pregnant now. Oh, damn it.
What is this?
Oh. Son of a bitch.
Whose cloud have you been swimming through, you slut?
All right, you guys have a couple hours to kill here. If you guys want to hang out.
No, we don't have a couple of hours to kill. We got to get
there. Because you made that in record time.
I want to do
that. Yeah, but
you said
the faster we get
there, the more money we get. So we get back on the fucking road.
Back on the fucking road, then.
Hey, they said no vomiting.
Do we need
what?
Do we need a potty break or anything?
Well, I mean, yeah, we all take, you know, we all pee.
I hit on some jellyfish.
I show some jellyfish my cool dance skills.
Sexy man of water. It's kind of like the one on the front of the
show. I'm going to do some gambling.
I box cards.
We don't have time for that.
12.
Not only that.
I got 12.
So much for getting back on the road.
I'm going to dance to them.
And he's going to have sex with a jellyfish. I'm going to guess.
I box card my dancing.
Jesus. They both just box card.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're right. It doesn't take so long.
You just find a dance club and you learn the hard... the hard shell scuttle.
Yeah, is it helping get any jellyfish ladies?
The jellyfish just goes, okay, go ahead.
Eric.
Yeah.
What?
Vomit up sperm.
I don't do that. Dude.
Two.
How are we going to have sex then?
I'll show you.
Turns out that the hard shell hop.
Big slice makes
hard shell shuffle.
Beautiful.
No, I like hard shell hop.
Alright, if they're gonna be doing this, then I'm gonna gamble.
Turns out, is this
sex
count? Hard shell hop is an outdated
big slice.
It's alright, but it's a new dance for my repertoire.
Gumbo, think we should just leave him?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. They're costing us a lot of money.
Hey.
Have you ever had sex with a jellyfish?
No, have you ever gotten paid a lot of money for trucking shit?
It's okay, look what I learned.
I mean, he's just dancing. I mean, like...
Alright, baby, if I ever come back, I'll see you.
If I ever come back.
I got all 7 right. To gamble.
So that took 2 hours off your trip.
Two hours?
Wow, big slices.
Well, while I'm waiting, then, I'm gonna sit on the cab and play my crab tar.
What did I get?
Yeah. I don't do it well.
Wait, can I just take the...
You can take her with you.
What do I get?
All right, I'll bang her in the truck.
No.
We have a little partition.
No.
What do I get for my 7 in gambling?
Can she come with? She can just hang out with us?
No. We don't have any extra trailers.
She'll be with my bunk.
I make a couple of clams.
Make a couple of clams.
She might slow us down, man.
Nah, that's all right. You don't got to slow us down, are you, babe? Yeah, all right. Zichon wants to slow us down. Don't worry.
Look what I made! I made pull out this big, huge paper crap.
Oh, big slice.
Oh, big slice. Vomit some sperm so I could swim through it.
Don't do that. Stop asking me weird stuff like that.
All right, so can we get back on the fucking road now?
Oh, yeah. And since I've taken 2 hours, I'm going to take it with me.
Dance.
Remy, you done? You done gambling?
I'm done.
You guys got an extra passage.
Yay, a friend. I gotta go to the bathroom again now.
Fucking direct tonight.
Alright, well, back on the road.
We don't know if she's crazy or not, so you're gonna.
It's alright. If not, I'll just toss her out of it. Goodbye.
Or someone will.
Alright,
It's alright. Until we find out she's crazy, he's gonna have some fun.
Jellyfish. Alright. It's going to take you guys 9 hours to get to,
You guys learn... You do know... You guys probably learn how to make love to a jellyfish.
To the boiling fields.
To get to or through the boiling
fields?
Okay. Can I roll drive with the nitro and try to shave some time off that?
You can... Yes, you can roll drive with a plus two.
Ooh. Plus the plus one from the lobster. So that puts me at 8-11.
11, all right.
Man, right. I feel like this would take longer, but I ate some really good lobster remoulade. I ate some passable lobster remoulade.
You get on the runs. It's like it's staying. It's
all right. So instead of taking 9 hours to get there, like you, it takes 6 hours to get there.
All right, that's 3 hours off.
That's all right with me.
Yo, Gumbo, try to keep up, bro.
Yeah, I latched onto the back when you said we were using the nitro.
All right, so then we get to the boiling fields.
Not so fast.
Uh-oh.
You just told us we got to the boiling
fields. No.
He said not so
fast. He said it takes
so
6 hours.
Yeah. 6 hours.
You said we got there.
Not there yet.
All right, so where are we?
Because you're using NOS on a highway.
Okay.
And the speed limit is 90.
Fuck them.
And you're going 140.
So?
All right.
We're not stopping.
No.
Yeah.
You have lights behind you.
Nah, fuck it.
Gumbo!
On it, brah! Time to do my blocking with some offensive driving to make the cop follow me instead.
You just drive up to the cop. Your mom sucks!
Why, I never!
What offensive driving!
Boxcar.
What did I do to him?
Wow.
All right, yeah.
No, you just spin your tires and your smoke just spells out fuck.
Poor boy don't meddle with the popo.
So that gumbo's
job. You do that. It says fuck you. It does say fuck you. You turn around. You are now next to the cop.
I claw him off.
Yeah, you claw him off. The police officer.
What's now
chasing you?
What's the police officer?
What
is it?
Crab.
Motherfucking crab.
Oh, okay. Big motherfucking crab police.
Oh, it's the crab police.
See, I was picturing a pilot fish. Who's
his light hanging out, picking the lights.
That's the co-pilot.
Oh. That's his partner's a pilot fish.
The pilot fish. The driver's a big motherfucking crab, and the cop in the passenger seat is a pilot fish.
You know, now's the time. I probably should tell you by now. We are wanted murderers.
What?
I killed a cop.
Oh. Well, it's all right. Gumbo's going to get rid of him.
Oh, all right.
That's why we keep him around.
I picked up his...
Thanks for moving.
I picked up his motherfucking car once.
I wanted to interrupt this.
See what happened was... He tried to stop me. My brother was one trip.
The cop
says pull over.
I give him a claw and then keep going.
Land and explode.
And the opposite
sounds pretty fucking awesome.
In the opposite direction
cool.
They're going.
Cool. My brother was kind of disagreeing.
Well, not
with
the
that
opposite direction,
at the
but,
time, but
if they're going like straight, I'm just going to go veer off and go.
Wait
a
minute!
You see the cop?
What were they called?
Turn after you.
Look at Matt to me only once. I'm going to use my offensive driving and make him.
All right. Well,
make him lose control of his car.
Okay.
We're
trying to do a
11
for like
11.
The goddess. And she all was right, there stopping
you
me.
Completely make the cop disoriented and not know the fuck he is.
I'm disoriented.
I'm disoriented.
Well, I drove off the road, then drove back on, and then spun around him and got behind him, and then bumped him in the back to make him go to the left, and I just kept going.
Dumbo used confused.
Why don't you just use...
It's super effective.
We should, listen, just stop and ask for directions. You obviously
I'm sorry,
won't.
I'm confused.
But, stop. While James was doing all that...
Can't you tell?
More lights appear behind Large Marge.
What the hell?
You have your hands up, too. That's it.
They've called backup.
You sons of bitches.
Fastest fucking cops in the world.
Yeah.
The crab police are pretty fast.
Crab lease.
Well, that's what you notice. They're all driving brand new fucking sports cars.
We got Large Marge.
Yes. Yeah, we got the most badass motherfucking crab truck.
All right, guys, we got more popo behind us.
I'm gonna go on the loudspeaker. And I am going to advertise my restaurant and try to make the police so hungry that they have to go get food instead of chasing us.
Okay. Roll charisma.
Negotiate,
I guess.
I got charisma.
I'd say it's probably fine dining.
Yeah, really talk up
the food.
I got charisma. Mm-hmm.
Or I could offer them a free meal if they leave us alone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Man of war.
All right, listen.
They're fucking hungry.
You guys look like you're hungry. I got a restaurant that I'm opening back in Old Bay City.
That was at Crab Mountain.
Back at Crab Mountain. It's called the Rue to Perdition. We have some really nice crawfish etouffee. You pull back there, you tell them that Remy sent you, you're going to get a free meal. You hear me, mon ami?
How this backfires is that you're playing it through a public sound.
They're hungry, but Large Marge is wanted. So they're still chasing.
Okay. And up from the rear comes the brother... With the blocking abilities.
You have to use drive to get the catch back up.
Of course I
do. All right. I'm going to drive and try to lose him.
Should I throw a grenade?
Oh, yeah.
A sticky
eight,
bomb.
8-9.
Yeah. What about the sticky bomb is like a snail?
He's brand new.
And the shell is explosion.
Oh, I like
these
it.
Brand new cop cars have nothing on Large Marge.
Yeah.
Fast.
I'm throwing this.
Large Marge's NOS is much faster.
I'm throwing a sticky bomb back. The Meyer describes well.
It's a snail, but the bomb, so you know, it sticks to it, and then the shell's a bomb explosive. So he throws
the shell explodes.
It's like sticky bomb, so he throws a snail. The bottom of the snail is, you know, so
7.
Roll
throw.
Throw?
He'll fight.
Fight.
7.
8, because you get a plus.
Wait, what? I get a plus 1?
You get a plus 1
because
eating
lobster.
Oh, maybe that was when you were in the bathroom. You got a plus 1.
For eating lobster?
Yeah. Ed cooked us a lobster.
Oh, sweet. All right.
And it was passable.
Lobster remoulade. It was all right.
8.
It was mainly just lobster and cooked over a gasoline fire.
You like
with some Cajun spices.
Yeah. The grenade lands right on the windshield.
Like how Cajun
spices. Explodes, and the cop car is destroyed.
Yeah. Woo!
Sometimes the snails forget their bombs, and when they realize, like...
In the distance, you see another car coming up.
Wait, I
like,
got an 11. I'm coming up
like
behind.
The,
yeah, Gumbo.
I would be coming up
like
from behind
the snails.
Yes, yeah.
In,
actually,
same. What is it? There's another car
one
coming
movie,
behind.
One movie, Flush Away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, how can I forget the movie you two were in it?
Were they slugs? Yeah. Were they snails?
They were slugs. Yeah.
Yeah, they were slugs.
Oh, right.
I was the slugs, wasn't
he? Yeah, I think I was the slugs.
Now you know that the cops know that Large Marge is on the road.
Alex.
So, you might need to watch out.
All right.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Well, that's
a frog. A couple less cops know.
I think
you
were
right now.
You were the French frog.
Yeah.
You were the like ninja French frog,
yeah.
And
are you gonna try and get off?
Ryan was the
evil. Are you gonna take a side road?
He was the toad.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Should we take a side road?
Nah, keep the fast road.
I'm gonna roll navigation and find the best route.
Yeah, you do that.
10, 11.
Best route to get to the boiling fields is Salt Lick.
Salt Lick Road.
Salt Lick Way.
Salt Lick Way. All right.
No, don't take Salt Lick Road.
No. Oh, Salt Lick Road, think of the wrong way.
Yeah.
There's a sign. I turn for Salt Lick Way. And we, all right, boys, this way.
Wait, aren't we supposed to be taking Salt Lick Road?
No, Salt Lick Way. You do not want to take Salt Lick Road, brother.
Salt Lick Road goes into...
It's Baddy-Waddy.
Hoobird.
Yeah. Where all them Hoomans live.
Fuck them.
I dream of opening up a restaurant that exclusively serves human.
You mean like all the customers are humans or all the menus human?
All the menus human.
Why could it be both?
It could be both.
Okay.
Wait, why wouldn't it be the humans?
Well, he'd be feeding the humans.
Yeah, he's still feeding.
In the distance, you can hear the sirens, but they can't find you because you're not on the highway.
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm going to make it.
So you have avoided the cops.
Woo! Now.
What's the jellyfish's name? And make them fucking.
Say that again.
I don't know. My goodness.
Squishy.
Squishella.
Squishy. Squishella.
Squishy's a nickname. Yep.
Listeners are gonna love this part.
All
right. That sound is so bad.
I'll make out with Squishella.
That's all you hear.
Oh yeah, baby. Yeah.
Thank you, Ed. You can stop.
He can, but he doesn't have
to. You, Alex, poor boy, hears this in the back.
God. It's the most disgusting sound ever.
My brothers are crab Sanova.
I blow up the truck.
Sometimes you hear her going, spray all your seed.
Still don't do that.
You throw it up on me.
Fine, there, it's on the floor. Just roll.
You hear that too?
She starts making you smell.
Another 3 hours.
Another 3 hours.
Is she gonna get pregnant with a crab?
I sure hope so.
A jelly crab?
Maybe. Or maybe like half of a crab and half of a jellyfish.
You see, I don't know. I was picturing like a crab body with like jellyfish tentacles instead of pincers and legs.
Just curious, how am I doing so far?
It's good.
You're doing fine.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Listeners, give Will confidence.
So, like, comment, and subscribe.
3 hours
like
what?
We all like
and
Will.
And the...
How can you not like Will?
Po' boy.
He's killed people before.
You, even though this is a, like you know, you have to go through this, this is intimidating. So, roll driving. This time it's 2 dice. Because you don't know your way through the boiling fields.
Alright.
Never been to the boiling fields, man. Wouldn't that be navigation?
Six. Do we still have the bonus from Ed's Lobster?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been a day.
So, 7.
You know, you've heard stories that the boiling fields are a bunch of holes. There's tons of holes in this almost like desert, but on mounds, and they shoot out steam. And in these little crevices is really, really hot boiling water.
It's like a geysers, basically.
They're basically geysers. Okay.
All right.
Now, if you are to fall into one of these things, you are a cooked crab.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Boys, I need one of you to get on top and be a lookout. Let me know if we're heading towards any of those geysers.
Let you know right now. Out when you're in the boiling fields, temperature's going to go up 20 degrees. It's going to be hot.
Okay.
How hot is it right now?
I have endurance. I can do it.
I don't think crabs sweat.
Yeah, no.
It's still going to be hot.
I have endurance.
It was about 8 degrees outside when you guys were going through. It will be about 100 degrees going through.
All right. Well,
and that's outside. When a geyser goes off, it'll go up about 50 degrees.
Well, Patty's got endurance.
That's
so.
Right.
We have air conditioning in the
truck. I'm on top of this, literally.
Roll your endurance, Eric, because it's going to be
a funny joke.
Thank you. Do we still have the +1?
Yep.
9.
Whiny.
91.
I'm going to ask you to roll that a bunch of times, okay?
Fair enough.
All right.
I got to
Alex, even though you're a pole boy, you're good. You kind of have an idea of how to get through this.
All right.
And keep up, but you're going to take it, you know, safe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why that's why Patty's on the roof.
Okay.
We're going slow.
We need to go safe. That's why one of us is on the roof.
Visibility is shitty. Visibility here is shitty. It's very foggy or steamy.
Okay.
Okay? So.
I got my hazards on, bro.
Me too. You have to roll.
I put on my fog lights.
Roll driver navigate.
Well, he could just stay right behind me.
All right, so.
I mean, if I'm first, and as long as I don't hit anything, and he just follows where I go,
yeah, okay,
he'll be okay.
I think Ed's dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you listeners could hear that, but it sounded like Ed just died.
So you're driving through, and who has best perception here?
I don't have perception.
I have perception.
You're behind us, though.
Behind us. Is that a perception?
Anymore? Is he still behind us, or are you in front of us, though?
No.
We forgot to mention, we're all blind, except for Gumbo.
He's like,
can he
caught up with us yet?
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, he's just driving behind us. Oh, no, you would be driving ahead of us.
Yeah, I was about to say,
never mind.
Yeah, the blocker, drive. Roll drive.
Wait, you just said perception.
Well, we'll skip over that part.
Roll
perception.
I got 13.
You got
13. Boxcars and a 1. Plus one. There's some sound that we thought you died.
Yeah, there's an obstruction.
Slow down there, brother.
It's a truck.
We got a truck in our way.
Another one.
It's
overturned.
Is it what's his face's truck?
We got a damn truck. I don't see the bottom of it. I can't see the top.
Is it close to any
steam
geysers?
Yeah, I'm gonna slow down.
Is it like near any steam geysers?
Yes, there's a steam geyser right through the middle of the truck.
Oh,
you better be careful. There's a geyser there.
There is a hole through the middle of the truck. It is totally melting through.
Looks like the geyser shot right through the truck.
Hey,
actually,
trucker's code.
Also, the front of the truck is also.
Oh, man.
It's melted.
What if there's some people still alive?
I want to use my fine dining skills to smell. Does it smell like cooked crab?
It smells like cooked crab.
Yeah, after all.
Oh, it definitely smells like cooked crab out there.
I'm going to use perception.
I'm not going to let you roll that because I think everybody can smell it. It smells like cooked crab outside.
Are you guys going to inspect the truck?
I'm going to use my perception.
Would you know what cooked human smell? Like, if you smell... that's cooked human, definitely. That's right, definitely fine. Cooked human.
Ed, roll your... roll your smell.
Ed, you had a free success. That's, you got box.
Yes, it smells like crab.
Wait,
Remy, why do you know what that smells like?
In a restaurant.
You know what crab smells like?
You ever burn yourself?
It's a very popular dish.
Whoa! What?
I don't cook crabs, we know.
What? That's not better!
Dude, your brother cooks us.
I know!
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know!
It smells like a crab.
That's like something a human would do.
I don't cook crabs that I am friends with, only, vagrants.
Wait, and who comes to your place and orders crab?
You are a big... That's fucked up. You're a crab. You just couldn't cannibalism. You're a cannibal.
I would like to point out that crabs do eat crabs. And they do eat decomposing humans.
Gumbo comes in sometimes. Patty comes in sometimes.
What?
I do. I guess I do.
Gumbo?
I don't
think I'm on the radio.
All right, well, you know what? We'll deal with this when we're not in the boiling fields.
I don't eat the crab.
Do you guys inspect the truck?
Do you eat the crab?
James,
no. No. Do you eat the crab? I smell it, but I don't eat it.
Lick it?
No. Oh. He tried it once.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I mean, we could all roll perception. We just don't get another die.
Yeah. I got
exiting.
Slice. Roll perception.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was
I got a 10.
that.
I got a 10 as well.
I got 10.
You notice
agility wheel.
You notice, James, that that is definitely one of the trucks from Marty's garage, from Marty's depot.
Yeah.
Big Slice.
Yeah.
You know Marty's truck.
Oh.
That is Marty's truck.
It's Marty's truck, man.
Oh no.
Maybe we can get the cargo off of it. Find out what happened to Marty and his crew.
I think we know what happened to Marty.
We gotta stop and see. Marty was my buddy.
He was a good creep.
It was many nights when me and him would hook up with some plenty of dirty, easy ladies.
Occasionally.
What does Squishella say about that?
No, she ain't. Look at her. She's a beautiful man of war. Look at that. That's
man of war.
Woman of war.
It's man of war.
Woman of war. She's a woman.
Woman of war.
She's a woman. She's a woman.
It's not like you said land of war.
She's a woman.
She's too busy.
undulating.
She's too busy undulating in his square.
Is she like?
She's like passed out.
In his sperm?
She's dick drunk.
She's fucked out.
She's fucked out.
Like, she's asleep.
All right.
She's tired.
All right, I'm going to stay here and keep the car running in case you need to burn out of here. All right.
So who's going to go and inspect?
Yeah, I'll go.
I'll look.
All right.
I'll park my car by Mary.
You can go up to the car. Go to the truck.
Yeah.
The truck's empty.
Completely? No cargo?
The cab or the trailer?
Trailer's empty.
Or the cab.
You find what looks like burned crab.
Uh-oh.
Burned.
Poor moo.
Dead?
Dead.
You mean boiled crab?
Wait, how many crabs?
One. So, it's not Marty.
He's dead Marty over there.
That's not Marty.
That's
who is
not
it? Because I probably know their crew too, right? I knew Marty. I know Marty's truck. I know Marty. I probably know their crew.
Okay, I don't have a name. I have a name for the crew here, but I lost it.
All right. How many crewmen are there? Like three?
There are three.
Spencer.
Fine. Spencer.
It's Spence. But Marty ain't here. Either is Frederick
Ed.
Von...
You should
know. Use my nose.
Use your nose. You crit your nose. You get the smell. That's not where the smell's coming from.
The smell of the crab isn't coming from there?
No.
There's another smell of cooked crab coming from this way.
From inside the fracking ship.
Where is it coming from?
Just watch.
Coming from the one on the, where the hole, the,
Inside the trailer?
Inside the trailer.
It's like the trailer was empty.
What? The trailer is empty. There's still a hole.
Oh, it's going
hold
down.
Hold on, we have to pay respects to that day.
There's a hole in the trailer. That's where that smell is coming from.
Grace, how sweet and waiter you are.
Beautiful. You should perform at my restaurant.
That was really good because...
Thank you.
Can I look into the hole?
Yeah.
If you want, I'll play my crab tark as a couple
of minutes. It's the rest of the crew.
Oh, no.
Except for Mel Marty.
So it's just Frederick.
Yeah.
It's Frederick von Kravenstein.
Frederick von Kravenstein.
But where's Marty?
You owe me $20, you butt. Now you're dead.
You should reach down and see if he has his wallet on him.
Does he have his wallet on him?
It's hot down there and it's boiling water.
That's not.
You son of a bitch.
Is the cargo down there?
No.
Where's the car? Well, is it like inside the trailer at the hole in it? Is there more?
There's no cargo.
I don't know.
Where is Marty?
I don't know. They got tracked or something?
And where's the cargo?
James, roll perception.
You do, James.
That's it. When I die, I'm going to take money from that guy.
10.
It's a hearing check.
Well, it's 10.
You hear the sound of a loaded of a gun cocking.
From where?
Get down!
What?
Nothing.
From the steam. Well, then you can't see it yet.
Well, I'm in the truck.
Right. So
I yell, get down.
Well, I've heard get down.
I'm playing my crab tar.
I'm getting down.
Really well.
With my bad self. I'm going to heed the warning.
You get down?
Yeah.
All right, roll the
dice. Not the guy scuttle away?
Yeah, roll the scuttle.
Yeah. Go, Eric.
Yeah. I'm still in the cab.
10.
10. a bullet goes right past your shell.
Wow.
You hear it.
I gotta
grab up.
You almost
whoa, buddy,
your
whoa.
I guess at this point we all...
What?
We all know that there's...
No, there's somebody there.
I'm gonna run towards where the bullet went.
Went or came from?
I'm gonna... Are you just running towards it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on the speaker. Is that Marty?
More gunshots come out.
Don't do anything stupid. Me and my brothers, we fuck you up if you try to kill us.
Can I make a negotiate check to try to get him to throw down his...
Yeah, sure.
That is 8.
No.
Where is it coming from?
What?
Where's it coming from? The shots.
It's coming from the... If you're looking at the truck, side from the right.
I'll go there. I'll find out where I was doing it. And
another shot hits the truck.
Yeah.
This time.
Okay. Our truck or the truck that was...
Our truck.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
It dings. It doesn't penetrate the armor.
Whoa!
Hey, don't shoot Large Marge.
All right.
Yeah.
You go free.
Yeah, who is it?
There's about 20 humans with guns in front of you.
Oh.
Han Solo out of there, man.
Yep.
Where's Marty?
Dead.
Yeah. You can now guess where Marty.
Hey, Marty! I don't want to say it. Never mind. I'll just run back to the truck.
Just yell. Just
get the hell out of here. I'm pulling a Han Solo. I see a bunch of stormtroopers. I'm running.
Five of them are going to shoot at you.
Damn.
Can I dodge out of the way? I'm going to dodge out of the way.
Alright, you're only going to dodge out of the way of one.
Okie dokie. Pig and a pokey. 8. No, 9, because I'm plus.
Okay.
One.
You get, you dodge out of the way of one of them.
Okay.
So one hits. That one doesn't. That one doesn't. And that one doesn't. So one hits. You get shot in the shell.
Oh, right. Ah, I get it.
I hear the gunshots and put the truck in gear, ready to drive. Get back in, boys!
I like to throw some sort of weapon at them as I'm going. I'm trying to figure out what.
Another snail grenade?
Ooh, yeah, snail grenade. They don't shoot my brother. I'm retreating, but I'm tossing the snail grenade in the
direction.
Okay. I'm in my car.
8. Yeah.
Okay. You throw the grenade.
What would the robot do?
Raymond, some brother.
Flame someone.
You kill 3.
Yeah.
Good grenading.
Thank you. And I'm still retreating, though. There's too many.
Okay. Alex, you backing up from the truck?
I'm waiting for them all to get in.
I hope one of the ones I hit was the one that shot you.
James, roll perception again.
I hope you kill one of the loved ones so they survive and like, oh my god, my loved
one. 11.
What have I done with my life?
Yeah.
You see movement behind the truck.
Watch out, brother, they say behind you!
Alright, now I back it up.
Back it up.
Back it up. Back,
10.
Back it up.
10. Yeah, you back it up. Are you running into them?
Yeah.
Okay. You take out 7.
Woo! I'm gonna shoot 2 of them with my flintlock pistol.
Okay.
Your what?
My flintlock pistols. Oh. Boxcars, 13.
Nice. You hit 2 right in the head.
I was just gonna say you hit 3. Like, how? He has 2 bullets.
No, you hit... One, actually, you kill 4.
Okay.
You do this, and they go through the heads of 2.
They're flintlock pistols.
It's a crit.
They shoot ball. Okay.
They're very powerful flintlocks.
Apparently. You must have got it like right in the eye where the bone is extra soft.
And it just happened to rattle around their skull?
No, then it went through.
Ah.
And then all the bits of bone.
This is what happened. So their head was turned, so it went like in their eye and then like out their ear hole.
They were looking up, so it went in through the bottom of their like underneath the mouth and out
the eye. No matter how it happens, it was a crit success. So I killed 4.
I mean, I killed 7, but you know, whatever.
You kill more with that.
I'm going to use my car and start running some over with some offensive driving.
I killed more
with a flintlock
pistol than you did with a grenade.
To be fair, it was a snap grenade. It was slow.
You.
The explosion went.
So an 8, but whatever.
What?
Nothing.
So how many are left?
What?
How many are left?
There's quite a bit. There's a lot of them.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
The point is, you have to get the fuck out.
All right. Because
they're going to push your truck into a...
Wait, didn't you say there were 20?
No, when Meyer came around the corner, there were 20 there.
Probably more. Coming.
Yeah.
So let's just get the fuck out.
Yeah. Is everyone back on the truck?
Once you see one, they're just everywhere.
Yeah. So once everyone's on the truck, I just peel out.
All right. You are going to see a whole bunch of them, and you're going to get shot at a bunch, so you got to roll your driver building. All right?
I'm going to use my offensive driver to get to keep the lures on me instead of on them, like make myself the better target.
There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. One car is not going to stop them from shooting at.
Well, I think it might give me a bonus, because
it's
going to
give him. It's going to give you a bonus.
All right, so
but it's not going to.
It's going to give you a boner.
His driving always does.
You can take. Plus one for driving.
Okay.
With the driving. Plus your plus one of this little silver.
So that puts me at 13.
13? All right. That's boxcars.
They can't beat that.
So you don't get hit, because James does, because apparently James does a great job of keeping them off.
Damn right.
James.
They don't call me the mad blocker for a reason.
Would you roll on your offensive driving?
You told me it just gives them a bonus, but
what's your offensive drive with a bonus? Because
you're getting shot at.
Well, then give me. I get how much of a bonus?
You just get the plus one.
Oh, okay. Then I get 11.
11. Okay, that's great.
How many times you get to say that? Did he make this roll plus one for the lobster?
Yeah. I say it every day.
I say it like 7 times.
Why are you rolling so much? I'm rolling.
He's trying to roll boxcars so he can hit me.
because Will doesn't want to roll for a group. Generally, if you're running like a whole bunch of people,
no, I'm rolling for groups. So those are different groups.
I know.
So
excuse me. I'm going to the
farm. James, take one damage.
They did my car.
I can fix it. I can fix it, bro. Once we get out of here,
I am gonna lean out of the cab with my rapier and cut an R into one of the.
As we drive by, like 80 miles an hour,
I'm gonna cut R into somebody.
Okay, roll it.
Hey, brother, I'm latching onto the back. Hit the bus.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I rolled a 3.
The rapier?
A 4.
I rolled a 4.
You rolled a 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, the person that you did it, you're trying to do it to, smacks the rapier out of your hand.
I didn't get snake eyes. No, failed.
But they rolled higher than you to defend it.
Right, so I would just miss.
It's alright, I could give you another rapier out of my shell.
If I got snake eyes, I would lose the rapier.
Okay, alright. Not gonna argue. All right. So, yeah, they defend you.
Okay.
Good try, Brebby.
Yeah. Wait. He's trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perception.
Your gumbo. Perception for who, Alex?
4. I do not perceive.
4. I don't perceive either.
4.
Actually, no. 6. If it's a plus one. No, no, 4 and 7, 8. 10 plus 1. Oh, no, but I took a damage, so... No, my car took a damage, so 7. 8.
All right.
Help! 7, 8.
Make you?
I know how to count!
Square root of pi!
Large Marge takes 3 damage.
Damn it! What does that mean?
What
does that mean?
Meaning that now Marge is at -3.
Damn. Alright, I'm gonna have to fix her.
Because the side of... Because now the armor on the right side has now melted off due to the fact that you just drove past a big geyser. And you put the geyser on the side of the armor.
You drove past a big guy, sir.
Alright.
The paint job is done, and the armor is gone.
Damn. Well...
Those bastards!
I can fix it once we get out of the air.
Navigate.
Good, Dad. He's a Viking.
11!
I think I'm...
And by that, I meant 11. Yeah, wait.
I think I'm slipping into a Caribbean accent.
James, navigate.
11, and by that, I meant 11. Thanks, Alex.
I did the math so quickly in my head, I thought it was wrong.
What?
Why did you roll 11 instead of doing nothing?
7.
Alright, you just see it and you just miss it.
I'm gonna go take Meyer's virginity, butt virginity.
Oh. Alright. Alright, well, I'm glad all of our listeners get to hear that.
He doesn't have that. He already lost it.
That is
creepy.
Yes.
This is a good segment to the podcast.
Yeah.
This is the segment we call incriminating evidence.
All right. So, do we get through the boiling fields?
Finally, get through the boiling fields.
Can I pull over and try to repair the truck?
You might want to wait a bit.
Why?
Yeah, the boiling fields. Because you can see that there is a Human town in the distance.
All right, we'll keep going.
So you want to avoid the Human town?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Totes.
You guys find yourselves on a Crab Industrial Highway.
Oof. The Crab Industrial Highway. I think that's the paper towel.
I thought he was just doing what he said.
You are now out of Human territory.
Good.
And you are able to pull over and repair. All right,
so I'm going
to
roll my repair. 10, 11. Does that fix the -3 on Large Marge?
Yes.
All right. Nice. And then can
it
I...
It takes you, though...
But doesn't do not add that.
No. It takes you 6 hours.
Damn.
It doesn't fix the paint job.
No. Well, better that than having a -3 to Large Marge, because that would do a thing, I guess.
Oh, the Nick McCarr.
Shh.
This would be a good time
It's okay, Gumbo.
This would be a good time to rest up.
Yeah, well, I'm fixing the truck. We're not going anywhere.
All right.
I'll talk about what happened in the bed.
Yeah. So,
So you guys have 6 hours. So you guys have 6 hours to kill this rest stop.
Well, when we get to Old Bay, I'll fix up your car.
Okay. Oh, they got it good.
So what are you freaking out for?
You just see the little ding on the side.
Yeah. You worry about that little ding?
Well, the Large Marge got a -3, so we pulled over so I could fix that.
Look at Large Marge.
We're at a truck stop?
What?
You said we're at a truck stop?
You're in, not really a truck stop. You're in, like a little town.
You said a rest stop.
Oh,
well.
The town is a rest stop.
The town is called Rest Stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to
we're in the town of Rest Stop. No one really lives here.
Crustacean
Stop. No, it's Rest Stop.
Rest Stop. It's R-E-S-T-O-P.
Rest
Stop.
I'm gonna rest as the thing as the town says I should.
How are we gonna complete this delivery?
We're gonna fix up Large Marge, then we're gonna get back on the road.
How are we gonna get past them humans?
We already did.
Oh, we went past them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Large Marge got hit by a geyser on the way out.
We don't need that.
We turned around.
We can fix Large Marge after we get the money. He said money's important.
Yeah, but this damage is going to slow us down.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is the damage going to slow us more than...
You lost more than your armor. You lost a couple of other items on the car that you just saved, so.
Yeah, no, it was better to pull over and fix it.
You can do it, cuz.
There were some parts that were weakened by the melting metal.
Is Squishella a weirdo? Should I kick her out, or is she okay?
It's up to you.
She fell asleep while doing...
Well, literally wallowing in a puddle of your semen.
I seem weird.
You might have.
I mean, I don't appreciate the sound effects while I'm driving. Mm. I gotta concentrate on the road, cuz.
I'm gonna keep her.
Fine.
You
picked up this poor drunk jellyfish.
She wasn't drunk. What? Now she's drunk?
Well, now you're just a bastard.
She wasn't drunk.
Alright, fine. You picked up
this he's jelly. The GM. She said she was drunk. She was drunk.
That was boss car. She fell in love with the stud that is Big Slice.
Yes, but are you in love with her?
I mean, Big Slice. Is he's a lover of all, you know.
Alright, well, you guys can talk about your 6 hours here. What you guys doing?
I mean,
I'm working on the truck.
I'd like to sleep a bit.
You could say that Big Slice is the lover of all ladies.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I want to find a car parts store or like an auto mechanic and negotiate for parts so it'll take less time.
What are you looking at me for?
Okay, negotiate.
Well,
cars.
Yeah, you do it for the motherfucking crab goddess. It's got to get done. Yeah. So they sell your parts for cheap. And,
listen, mon ami.
And
the motherfucking crab goddess sent us on a mission.
And the parts help repair the
faster.
Truck faster.
All right, we'll go to the bathroom because he's like literally walking out the door.
We gotta fix
he's
up our
his pants truck. And
Will is just squatting in the hallway.
Oh
my god.
Jesus.
That is not supposed to be that color, Will.
No, Will, I am concerned for your health. You should go see a doctor.
Why is it bright orange?
Why are you tasting it?
Oh god.
You must not be named as not to be very happy. He's moving on its own.
Should I go taste it?
It's attacking him.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Will.
No.
It's trying to force itself down his throat.
Where did it come from?
Fight it off, Will.
Will, no.
Don't just let it do that.
Oh, God. Will,
oh, God.
Will is suffocating on
and at the same time, it's re-penetrating his ass.
Oh, God. It's just nothing is right about this.
Oh, no. It's trying to burst through his stomach. I think Will's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no. It's using him like a puppet.
Oh
no.
God.
Will
puppet.
Will is lumbering towards us.
We should probably do something other than just narrowing.
I'm not even looking, guys. I'm just keeping my eyes forward.
No, James. You're closest to the door.
I know.
You should really... James. It's like... James, you should really just turn around.
I don't want to...
It's like...
Should I close the door?
No, we can't see him.
Then we can't
it's
see what's happening.
What would we say? Hey, we're just going to narrate the door.
Lumbering towards us like a mindless.
I think I should close the door.
Puppet.
But what? I mean, what are we going to do if you close the door?
Yeah, it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah, we can't just like narrate looking at the door. The listeners wouldn't like that.
Hold on, let's see how that works out.
Oh God, it's still coming.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I hope there wasn't like accidentally some lock on that door.
Well, I guess it's gone.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
sure.
We can't see it.
Yeah.
So. I have to admit, I don't have object permanence.
He can't come in anymore.
I don't have object permanence, so once it's gone, I assume it's...
Should I try opening it?
I think he's dead.
Should I move the paper towel blocking the window?
No. I'm that's probably just regular Will again.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Oh, God, it's not!
No.
I think he got better, guys.
Oh, good.
He got better.
Good. Yeah. I wasn't going to be friends with that other Will.
Yeah, I was not friendly.
I don't know. Will didn't have the neck beard.
That's true.
Did you exercise your divas? I guess that's a yes.
Yes. All right.
So how much time did Ed's negotiating shave off the repairs?
2 hours.
2 hours, all right.
2 hours.
We're doing this for the motherfucking crab goddess. We got attacked by Huma. We need these parts, mon ami.
Big Slice.
That's me.
Your cell phone rings.
Uh-oh. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Big Slice, what you want?
Hey, what up? It's Pincer.
Pincer? What do you want in my life?
Ask him how his dick is.
How's your dick?
Well, Carl's loving it right now.
Carl loves a dick.
Carl?
Carla.
Carla.
I heard Carl.
Who's Carl?
Pinsir, is there something you want to tell us? I mean, it's cool. I'm just a little surprised.
You yes. and Carl? So
my brother, wait, what an Pins. Ape.
I've Pins. Always suspected.
Pinsir, you and Carl are a thing now? My brother begs Carl the big lobster dude!
Wow! Yeah. I'm also kind of impressed that
you
Carl can take that thing.
Party.
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 Party!
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 Party! Party!
Party! Party! Carla, asshole.
Oh, wait, Carla? Carla.
All right. That girl is a slut.
Yeah, go with Carla.
You don't know Carla.
Oh. Hey, hey. Carla. You, listen. You and Carl are meant to be.
Shut up, Big Slice, and listen to me. Jeez.
Oh, by the way,
the motherfucking crab guys has a mission for you.
We're doing it right now.
Or another one.
What?
We got to add to it.
We got another. We got another mission.
What?
What is it?
But we're already on a mission.
Before I get to that, how you guys making out?
We're doing.
James.
A-OK.
Doing A-OK. How's my truck?
Oh, it's great.
It's
looking on.
I'm fixing Marge right now.
It's great.
Pizza's never gonna notice the damage.
Something's wrong
what?
With it.
What's wrong with my truck?
Don't worry.
Where's
happened.
The paint?
Nothing's wrong. Maybe
what
about
happened to my truck?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened in the boiling fields. We didn't run to do a bunch of humans.
I mean, nothing happened, you know.
Smooth ride?
Smooth sailing.
Where are you guys right now?
Define happens.
We're at the rest stop.
You're at rest stop?
Yeah.
That's good. We gotta go close by.
What is it?
You guys gotta pick up some more supplies.
Okay. What is it?
It's extra money. That's why I'm calling you guys, let you know about it.
Okay.
You're picking up money?
It's not,
Whoa, he said money, he said money.
Wait, what's the catch?
What?
What's the catch? Is there a catch with you?
No, it's not a catch.
There's no catch of the day?
No catch.
There's no catch.
What is it then? Where are we going?
You gotta pick up about 4 more cases of each.
Where?
Oh.
But where?
What? Where?
Yeah.
Where was it? You gotta go to Pennsylvania.
You gotta Pennsylvania? Alright. Pennsylvania, 4 more batches of each. Got it. And listen, you break up with Carla, she's a no good hoe, and I want you and Carl to be banging each other's brains out by the time I come back.
You guys do realize Carl's our cousin, right?
Second cousin, it's fine.
Yeah.
Still cousin.
Kissing cousins.
Yeah, kissing cousins cool. That. Later!
Oh, I hate this guy.
All right. Like, was any of dam like when was any of supplies damaged when the truck was damaged, or is it still good?
I don't know.
What
was any when from the guys, or was any of our supplies damaged?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We gotta go to Pennsylvania, get 4 more badges, and then we get more money.
More money. Which means bigger party.
Give me a city. As I said, I lost my information. Give me a city name in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
I didn't think it's something with Philadelphia. Philadelphia, I like it.
Right. Okay. That works. You gotta go there.
Alright.
Alright? It's gonna be, it's not a big, It'll take you 5 hours.
I'm gonna bang a girlfriend later.
We've had squish.
She's alright. She's into it.
I might bang a double 90. I heard they massage it when it's
so
in
you guys
there.
Do anything you want to do?
Just fixing the truck, then we go.
Alrighty.
And you said it only took 4 hours, so.
Alright.
Hey, can we
are on day 2 now, so the. Ed, you're,
no more lobster bonus.
We have 4 hours to kill. I'm gonna see if I can get some more ladies.
I gotta try learning how to dance. Or just dance to impress me.
I got charisma. I'll use my charisma.
Eric. Yeah. Roll,
go busking.
I got 11.
You're 11?
To get some more ladies.
Alright, so do you and, and Patty go to a bar.
Yeah, man.
And
he
started a couple of anchovies.
He started telling me to roll something and then they didn't finish.
Sorry, I was going to ask you to go find a place, but he just wanted to go play with ladies, so right. He found a place.
Well, I'm going to go there and impress people with my dancing. If it's ladies, that's good.
Okay, they would dance for
it. If it's ladies, it's also good.
Pick up some anchovies.
Anchovies.
I don't know, they're not as good. They're always a little flat in bed.
Even. What did I pick up?
I danced.
They just kind of lay there like a
sardines.
Yeah, you picked a couple of sardine ladies.
I got.
Is Squishella okay with it though?
What?
How's Squishella with it? She's still rolling around. You're seeing them.
Yeah.
She hasn't gotten another.
She really wants a kid.
They bring you back to their place. It's really tiny. There's six of them.
I got 10 to dance.
What?
And then I bring their brains
out to dance.
Do you find girl?
Yeah, what kind of girl?
From the crib.
All right.
Cue the romantic
music. Just out
of
curiosity, if Meyer had rolled well,
yeah,
what would he have found? Because apparently sardines aren't sexy.
Oh, come on. Duh.
What would I have found? It was easy.
What is
a pufferfish?
A puffer?
They really know how to blow.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. So sardines not sexy.
Pufferfish
is sexy.
And jellyfish.
Incredible.
And jellyfish. Where does an anchovy lay on that scale?
I think it would be like a sardine.
Less or better?
The same.
About the same.
So right. Wait, I got the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
So sardines and anchovies are the worst. The least sexy fish of them all.
Oh, no. Those are lampreys.
I was going to say halibut, but yeah.
Or blobfish.
Blobfish.
Oh, Jesus.
I was going to say flounder.
He's adorable.
Why?
He hates that movie.
Will hates flounders.
He hates the movie.
It's just so fucking random. Why are flounders the ugliest fish?
He hates
No, please explain this. Why are flounders the worst fish?
I'm sorry to all our flounder listeners.
Oh my god. I'm taking my speakers out of my fish tank now because
he once saw Danny DeVito eating flounder.
You know what? That's a logical reason for Will.
Alright, I got a crap.
That's Will logical.
Anyway, we're not going to go into it.
I'm not going to bring
it up. No, please, you are going to explain yourself.
Because their bodies are all at one side. And
Oh, that's the fish that's that?
Yeah.
Lots of fish are like that.
Well, no, flounders, their eyes move to one side of the head.
That was the guy from SpongeBob that was beating him up the one time. Yeah.
The bully, a big...
You have really odd reasons for hating things. You don't swim
in
the beach.
I don't hate it. I love flounder. It's delicious.
But they're not sexy.
Not sexy. He would not fuck
it
a flounder.
He's eating it.
He would eat it.
Are dolphins sexy?
Of course.
What about a big blue whale? What about the whale?
So what's
flounder
are the least sexy. What's the sexiest?
The most sexy, yeah.
Most sexy? Sperm whales.
Ooh.
For males, at least.
So he goes flounder all the way up to sperm whale.
Well, actually, a bullfish would probably be the sexiest.
So you would rather fuck a bullfish than a sperm whale?
Why were you talking about this?
I'm asking you.
We're spending too much time on this already.
Your answers have been alarmingly, present and ready.
Especially that bit about the sexiest fish.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be a sperm whale because they're not fish.
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
It's not a whale. Whale's a mammal. So is a dolphin.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean they're not sexy. They're just not the sexiest fish.
Right. Yeah, I go with the cute crab chick.
Yeah, she was doing the soft shell shuffle.
Damn right. We've both.
Did you impress her with your hard shell
dick
hop? Hard shell hop.
Your hard shell dick.
This hop isn't the only thing that's hardy. What?
Wow. James is gonna go home after that.
She has a very similar accent,
Eric. No, that's horrifying.
I love your dancy waves.
I love your dancy waves.
And I love your voicey voice.
It's not you.
There, you pick up a chair.
It's so melodious, melodious.
It's gonna be fun today, one today.
Oh, so you're gonna see her for a while. During mating, the male crab carries the female on his back for up to 2 weeks. After which the female stores the male sperm in sacks on the
back. That's if they're mating.
Well,
what do you think mating was?
Yeah, I could call her back. I could.
Well, if you're having sex,
I don't have to be having sex.
No, he just said he met her.
Oh, okay.
I'm having sex with Anthony.
I'm going to definitely exchange numbers and get keep in touch with her.
And carry her on your back for 2 weeks.
That's later. We're in the middle of a mission.
Up to two.
When he's thinking for when he's ready for a family.
All right. So let's get back on the road. We got to go to Philadelphia and get some more cargo.
I love animal sex. It's like some of the weirdest things sometimes.
Can we isolate that into just
I love animal sex.
Honestly,
it is weird. Yeah,
I love reading about it.
All right, we should definitely move on.
especially like I mean mammals just talk, right.
Yeah.
But like
navigate.
Yeah. I'll navigate your butt.
8.
Carries around. Can you imagine like a human just like get on my back?
Do you have your sacks ready?
Hang on, I got call to work for 2 weeks.
Sorry, I can't come in. Right. I'm having sex.
I can't come in. I'm having sex for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I got to bring it with you then. Sorry,
but it's mating season.
I don't know if you want to see those sacks.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that's because I'm driving. That's because Po' Boy's behind the wheel.
Both of us are on large march.
Yep.
Cowboy and Large Marge. And the greatest team.
Yep.
No pincer and Large Marge is the greatest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cowboy is doing a pretty good job.
Oh, he's doing a good job. Pincer.
Before you guys leave, roll perception.
But pincer, he's the man.
What did I get, Eric? I can't read.
No pincer is not.
7.
It looked like that one, that 4 this from this angle was a 7.
James,
and I'm like, no.
James, you have this feeling that the guy over across the street from you guys is eyeing you.
Kill him.
I'm going to walk over and punch him in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
He's eyeing me.
All right.
No one looks at me and my brothers that way.
All right. Roll the fight.
The evil eye. All
right. Should I go over there and just punch him in the face real southern style, or should I just go over there and
talk to him? This guy's
getting
punched.
Well, this is happening.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Why not? I love it.
You ever watch Five Hole Goes
11?
Yeah. Not long.
Yeah, you hit him.
Well, yeah, he doesn't know. Coming over to punch him in the face.
He sucker punch him.
Sweeping. He goes, hey, what's up? And
right.
You punch him.
And that guy was playing.
Well, actually,
and
he wasn't
away.
Expecting it, so he knock him out.
Instruments.
Yeah, it's a sucker punch.
Yeah.
Well, maybe,
one punch.
Maybe he had
boom,
information.
On the ground.
To be a one punch hero.
What was
Gumbo, let's go. All right.
You don't know. James didn't find out. James just went over and sucker punched
him. You said he was eyeing us. All
right, but
which means he was looking at us with disdain.
Did you search him?
Like, we still
why
can
would
tell
I
what he is.
No, you can't.
Is he a crab? Is he a lobster?
Right, he's a crab.
Oh, yeah, I'm a crab.
All right, I wouldn't have punched another crab.
It was a crab.
All right.
You said he was eyeing
you
us.
See somebody
as if he was looking
you.
At us evilly.
All right, so he doesn't punch him. He's a crab. You gonna walk over?
I walk over to him. Can I help you?
No. Nice truck you got there.
It isn't a fine, fine truck.
Yeah. Can you please punch me in the face? I really feel some pain.
Did you play Borderlands the pre-sequel?
Yeah. Punch me in the face! Oh, wait, no.
Shooting McFace.
I'm going to scuttle over because I'm the unbendable
shoot.
Shoot me in the
where
face!
Where are you guys going?
Oh, yeah.
And you are?
That was in Borderlands 2.
Yes, it was.
Just to,
Shooting McFace.
Bystander. Just, I was walking by and I saw you nice.
Well,
truck.
Mr. Bystander, what is your name?
My name's Carl.
He's a bystander.
His name is Carl!
That ain't our cousin. Maybe he should say bah.
Hey, you ain't our cousin.
No, I'm not.
What, you seem to be looking in our direction.
I was just in your truck.
Oh. Is there something that we should know? Something you are trying to...
How do you like my face, Brent?
I don't know what you mean.
All right.
I mean, I see a nice truck like that looks like a great white shark. with an awesome cow catcher on the front, and look at the size of that fucking gun.
Damn.
That's, we don't have a gun.
That is a good motherfucking gun.
Yes, we do.
All right, I'm going to roll to negotiate to read him.
Yeah, okay. Take a gun.
No, harpoon five. Gun.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, Corbin, that you can tell.
Okay.
Straight as an arrow.
Straight as an harpoon.
All right, well,
we haven't caught him in a net of lies.
We are...
Is anybody else going to make that roll?
I got it. I liked it.
I'm not good at that.
I'll try.
I'll dance at him.
I'm banging
11.
Beans.
I get a lot of 11.
Bottom feeders.
But
I'm
not... I got a beautiful
James, this guy is fishy.
How long were you waiting to use that? Like, seriously, did you start? Did you, like, wake up in the middle of the night last night? It's like, I need to use this tomorrow.
He didn't even realize what he did.
No, I know. I'm going to go in the bathroom.
He's not a fish. He's not a fish. He's a crab.
He's a little crusty.
He's a crustacean.
You should have just punched him and gone with it.
I know. I should have just left it with
that. Too bad. You can't figure it out, though.
Honk, honk! Let's go, boys!
You're costing us money, but we gotta go. All
right. Exchange phone numbers with my girl.
I'm sorry if I, like, disturbed you.
You didn't disturb. You're just your eye over here.
It was a little disturbing.
All right, I come back.
All right, well,
what's all that about?
It looks like your driver wants you guys
to... Oh, right. You were bagging sardines.
I made sort of take some nice pictures.
Is Squishella still passed out on the back?
Hmm? Where did we come from?
Yeah, from the Crab Mountain.
No, before that.
The south.
No, after that, my bad. Like, what? Where did we load up?
The boiling,
And where did we load up?
We loaded up in,
Smackdown.
Smackdown, yeah.
So we gotta go back to Smackdown.
No, you're going...
I know where we are going. I'm telling him we're going where we came from.
Oh, okay.
I'm lying to him.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I'm lying. You know, like a liar.
I don't trust him. He asked where we were going. I don't feel like I can trust him with where we're actually going, so I'm telling him a lie.
Maybe we'll see you on the road, eh? In SmackDown.
Maybe. All right. And,
Did Squishella, she wake up? Or
you?
That's a four.
You good woman?
Yes!
Yes!
All right, go.
I've been waiting.
Navigate.
11.
Are you going to tell him what to do, James?
Bro, you should have seen the girl.
What am I supposed to
play? You got a girl?
Got to make it look that you're going to go in the opposite direction.
Look at these pictures.
I don't have to make it look like we're going the opposite direction. We're in a rest stop. We could be turning around at any point in time.
Why, well...
Okay.
I'm going to get back together with her later so I can carry her for 2 weeks.
That is hot, man.
Back on the road.
On the road again.
My mom and dad would want me to settle down with a good crab woman, but I love myself some exotic... have an exotic palate.
You are a man of the sea.
I mean, for all he knows, we could be heading in that direction to get something else, and then make our way back. I just hope we were on SmackDown.
A few hours pass, and phone rings again.
Whose phone?
Let's go with, Paul Boys.
Oh.
It's Pincer.
Yo, Pince, what's up?
You're driving. Get off the phone.
It's on speaker. I have my blue claw.
I just want to congratulate you for avoiding a speed trap.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, apparently apparently there was a big sting for looking for Large Marge in Shacktown about like an hour ago. And apparently a truck that looked similar pulled through and they got that one instead.
Sucks for them.
What a sucker.
Except that it didn't look like a shark.
Well, then it didn't really look like Large Marge.
It had a cow catcher in the front. That's why. That's how they thought.
Oh.
What
those
is
are these? Those are pretty stupid cops.
Just letting you know.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you.
Wait, that was it?
I don't... Okay.
Just keep your eyes open out there, because now they're probably looking.
Hey, Pence! You better be hooking up with Carl by the time we get here! Get off the phone, and you profess your ever-dying love for him.
Big Slice, shut up.
Yo, hey, all your brother's saying is that he wants you dick deep in some crab ass by the time we get home.
He's just looking out for you.
He loves you, man.
Not Carla, it was Carla.
I know. I'm talking to Pince.
Yeah.
Just go finish the job. Hang up.
Okay.
You just gotta... him and Carl just are so good together.
I think I agree with you. We're gonna make this happen.
You guys make it to the Pennsylvania with
Philadelphia
with no issues.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good job, James. I guess for the thing that I didn't know happened. You missed the speed trap. Oh, cool.
They were gonna. That guy was an undercover cop. He was looking. He recognized Lark March from the pictures, and
we didn't
tell him where to get you. And James told him where to go, and he failed his role.
Cool.
So you believe
him? I'm lying.
Yeah, you lied. He rolled the read. You.
We should probably just knock him out.
Just left it with the knockout.
Yeah, the punch would have been better. All right, so we go to the cargo depot.
The knockout would have made them look for you harder because you would have knocked out a cop,
or he went unconscious the whole time.
Well, he would have woken up eventually, been like, "Hey, they punched me. Fuck those guys.
You don't want to wave one."
No, but they would have been looking more.
Yeah, and they would ask around which way the car.
But Will is saying that bought us time because they thought we were going back to SmackDown. All right, so we got plus four crates of everything.
Plus four.
You, wait. Roll a lift.
I can lift everything.
Cause you're
the lifter.
We don't have a forklift because you said you could do it.
You load them all up, no problem.
Nice.
I also show off our squishella muscles.
All right, back on the road, boys. Time is money. We got to make a detour. We got to make up time.
All right, you guys got to. Another 5 hours to...
Can I roll drive to see if we can do better? 11.
1,000.
Yep.
4.5.
11,000.
Making money. So yeah.
You're making 4.5.
All right.
Jellyfish are hot, right, Will?
What?
Jellyfish are hot, are very attractive.
You saw the one.
We're not going to this right now.
I'm just saying. I'm asking on a scale of 1 to 10.
I don't know.
What's...
I really don't know.
Well, what's Squishella to him?
Probably a 9.
Damn.
So is he within his range or out of his range?
I'm at 10, because you created you crit his excited.
She's a 10? Damn.
No, she's a 9 out of 10.
Apparently shrimp, like male shrimp, will just swim by like female shrimp and just grab them and inject their sperm into them and then swim away.
They're rapists?
Pretty much.
Jesus. Is that what you've been doing this whole time? Yeah. Just reading about animal fucking?
About sea fucking, yeah.
Well, guys, so the Red Rock actual play
but apparently,
is a pleasure.
Apparently, shrimp will swim by and sometimes like they'll try to like grab a female and she'll back away and then he'll just like grab them.
I just found out a new podcast. We'll talk about underwater animals.
We do talk about how squid reproduce a lot.
All right, that could be when we launch our Patreon, that'll be one of our bonuses.
Edge sex, animal sex,
Ragnarok After Dark podcast, where we just talk about strange animal mating habits.
It's kind of like how you sodomize James, the shrimp, the male shrimp just grabs the female.
Yeah, but James, deserves it.
That's true.
I don't always deserve.
Yes,
it.
You do.
You know what? For arguing with us,
I'm going to sodomize you.
Yeah. Roll, Alex.
Yes.
Roll. Alex, roll navigate.
Six.
Alex, man.
Okay.
Get us there as fast as you can.
I am.
You've never been to this part.
Puss in the oven.
No.
Your character has never been to this part of the East Coast of
we're on the East
of this
Coast.
Part of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You know that you have to get through the big crab apple.
We gotta get to the big crab apple.
You're not Alex.
Before we get to Old Bayport?
Before you can get on to and then that leads you to Long Crab Island.
Yeah.
I hate that place.
Boring shit.
Long Crabland. That's what I mean. Hey, Long Crabland.
Okay.
To get to...
sounds like a person.
To get to...
There she is.
Old Bayport.
There it is.
I knew I still
had that our hood ornament?
Yeah.
Do I fast to this?
Why is she holding like an orange juice drink? This is like an ad for something.
It is pretty sexy. I'd do her.
And her nipples are hard. And she has nipples.
She's in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And yeah. She's sitting on an ice cube.
I remember all right. Sending me
so,
that.
Yes, but I succeeded. I got a 6.
It was like,
so.
Anchovy Jersey.
Like, you know that you might have an issue.
Yes, I'm
sure.
Chovy Shore.
Because there is...
Chovy Shore.
You have been so far pretty good at avoiding tolls and everything. Mm-hmm. All those. Once you get there, though, there's no avoiding tolls.
Okay.
And so. You know that...
Take me down to Crabapple
City. Is full of police officers.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. We got a crabby
pass. Looking out for a car which has just been mistaken and might be going the opposite direction.
All right. So what if we take a detour up to Crabnetticut and take a ferry across?
You might not have time. Actually, no, you've got time.
Yeah, no. We've been on the road for 2 days. We're supposed to do the trip at 5.
Yeah.
We got 3 days to kill.
Yeah.
Yep. You have been booking it.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So we're going to make a detour up to Crabnetticut so we could avoid Crabapple City. And we'll take the ferry across.
Yeah.
Okay.
And while we're on the ferry, we should probably choose something to disguise Large Marge so that the cops don't easily recognize
her. Put a sheet on
her. Describe her. We'll disguise her as Barge Marge. We'll just make her look like a boat.
Ooh, we'll cock Large Marge and float her across. You could just repaint the truck before you get across.
It's not a gray white shark, it's an orca. Yeah. The killer whale.
I mean, we did lose half the paint job on one side.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt too much to disguise her up
cut.
A bit.
Let it cut.
That's your best.
So, exactly what it is now.
Kinetic cut.
There's more emphasis on the cut.
Kinetic cut.
You also know Kinetic is
Krabby cut.
So it's kinetic cut.
I'm trying to remember everything on my sheet right now. Shut up. I lost.
It didn't autosave?
No, it didn't.
You didn't back it
kinetic
up?
No.
Cut!
What were you working in?
What? Notepad?
No. Oh,
yeah,
save.
Yeah, you're gone.
Let's just keep going.
Kinetic.
We have to...
Alright, so I'm driving to kinetic cut.
Meyer's gonna be at work tomorrow. Kinetic. Cut! Like, wait a minute. I just want to buy this TV.
Kinetic. Cut!
Kinetic. Cut it out!
I'm just asking you, how many pixels does it have?
Kinetic. Cut!
Does it get 1080p?
Kinetic. Cut!
Oh, I get it now. I'll buy it.
50 of them. Plus.
Alright, so...
Alright, well, the detour will take you another 3 hours.
Alright, that's
fine. 3 hours. And kinetic cut.
It's funnier now. The repetition.
The repetition.
Wasn't funny until it got too much.
Yeah.
It'll stop being funny again in a little while.
Yeah.
And then it'll be funny again.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, can you open the door again, James?
Really yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
You edit!
God damn it, anyway!
Sorry, listeners.
That's because James is so...
It's gonna close.
No, it's not!
Ooh, I can feel the air coming in.
Ooh, my nipples are getting hard.
I can feel it.
All right, we really need to start finishing this up now.
Yeah.
All right, so we take the detour. We hop on the ferry from Kinetic Cut to Long Crab Land.
You go all the way to Britain. You go to Kinetic Cut. You go to Crossport. And,
Kinetic Cut.
Yeah, take a ferry to... to the island.
What?
No, you keep going.
We should go visit Shellville.
No.
I like
or Oyster Bay.
Yeah.
That one didn't have to change.
No.
Why did you get, I can't get it out with just one hand like this.
That's what he said.
He can't get it out.
Okay. Ed, you run into an old rival.
Can we go to the
where?
Can we go to the Clamptons?
Oh. On the boat, okay.
On the boat.
On the boat.
On the ferry.
On the ferry.
From Connecticut.
Yeah,
from
Connecticut. He also specializes in the same kind of cuisine that you do.
Capitalism?
Humans? What's his name?
And crabs?
I'm going to leave it up to the group. What could the name be?
His name is Francisco.
Sheldon.
He should be a crawfish.
His name is I'm going to make him a crawfish.
His name is Francisco.
Francisco Crawfish?
It is Francisco.
His name is Francisco Ratatouille.
That is a lot of different porn you have up here, Will.
That is not porn.
I don't know. I believe James.
Look at that.
Do
you see that crawfish over there? You keep what doing. I'm trying to figure something out.
How much porn is it, James?
What, that guy over there?
Some weird stuff. That little...
He's staring at you.
He's my arch enemy.
I go over to him. Hey, you got a problem with my brother?
Yeah, I got a problem with your brother.
Oh, I'm going to push him off the boat.
Four guys stand up when you try to get near him. They're big. They're big lobsters.
Yeah, I'm big slice.
Four guys stand up when they stand up.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Damn.
Right. Hey, we killed an eight. How many were there?
Eight.
Lobsters? We killed an eight of you motherfuckers.
And you weren't bad with diesel fuel.
Listen, these motherfuckers are different. These are big motherfucking lobsters.
That's it, I charge one.
Oh. Before you do.
I'm charged, I'm not listening to them.
Alright, there goes the cook-off.
Oh, I gotta kill one of them? We can cook him.
No, he was gonna challenge them to a cook-off. Instead.
On the boat.
We're having a fight.
So roll.
I'm gonna snip one of them.
Alright. I'm going to pick one up. I'm a lifter. I'm just going to lift one up and throw him out of the bed.
What'd you get?
I'm going to... Well,
he's telling you what he's doing.
Yeah.
Can I use my music to distract them?
Battle music.
I'm going to... I'm going to carve the R into one of them.
You just pick him up and throw him off the boat.
I'm going to snip one of their claws off.
You don't kill him.
I don't care. He's going.
He's just in the water.
Can you see him?
That's fine.
Well, I'm gonna slice an R into one of them.
What?
I'm gonna slice an R into a lobster.
Okay.
I'm gonna snip one of their claws off.
That's
it's both the ferry going. Can you swim up to the ferry?
You do it. He screams in pain.
Meow.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yes. What'd you do?
I snipped one of their claws off.
You snipped one of his claws off.
Can we kill
him? He just screams at me.
I'm just taking a swing at one of them. I just want to bash him right in the face with my biggest claw.
I'm gonna pick up the little crawfish guy and throw him overboard.
No, that's your brother's
claw. Oh, I didn't do too well, though.
Wait.
What'd you get?
I only got a foe.
These mine, mon ami.
All right. And I'm gonna...
He picks you up.
Oh.
I'm going to take the claw that I snipped off and whack the one that's picking Eric up.
Wait, no, I haven't done anything yet.
Okay, then you do.
So I'm going to sweep his legs. His many, many legs.
And
so
sweep
that
legs.
So that Eric falls on top of him.
Oh, and then he's dead.
Yep.
He's so dead.
Eight.
Whip. Yeah. You sleep his legs.
And
Eric falls and...
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
He drops Eric on him. Doesn't kill him.
Oh, yeah. I don't think me falling on him is going to kill him, but what I do to him from here on is probably...
Just a picture of your legs just...
On his way down, though, he's going to try and hit you.
What? Impressive. He's picking...
He's holding Eric.
He dropped Eric.
No.
On himself. No, he dropped Eric because I knocked him down. I knocked him down, and he went, ugh! All
right, fine.
And Eric fell on him.
So he's starting to stand back up.
Eric's on him.
Yeah.
And I'm driving a claw into his face.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh. No, I wasn't really positive.
I'm lying again.
Oh. All right, he's trying to get out of it.
All right, well,
he's gonna try not to be dead.
Fucking mess him up. 10.
Only on a 9, so you beat him.
Yeah,
you're holding him down.
No, stabbing him.
Nobody holds me. I need to hold that crab girl. Accept
my challenge. You just killed all his men, so.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
No. One of them we just threw overboard.
Accept my challenge. He's backed up now. He's like, he's not as strong as you guys, so he's.
Whoever is, we are going to have a cook-off for the whole boat.
What?
Whoever is the best chef gets to.
You're the best chef. You just leave me alone.
Oh, well.
He wants to do one. Cook off. You cook it.
Wait.
You scared the fuck out of him. He doesn't do anything.
Should
with
we get that in writing?
That means if I'm the best chef, you have to come work for me for 6 months.
6 years.
6 years.
I don't know if you really want him working for you, because then he can make crappy stuff on purpose and bring down your reputation.
Yeah,
he said he was going to be cooking.
You work for me for 6 years.
Maybe he'll learn something.
Fine. But the offer goes the other way, too.
What?
If I beat you, you just said he
didn't want to do that. You just admitted he's the best chef.
Yeah, you admitted it.
Yeah, but you still want to do a cook-off.
You just said he's the best chef.
You said you didn't want to do a cook-off, and then he's the best chef.
I was the best chef. So.
And you said no, I don't want to do a cook-off. You're the best chef. That's what you just said, man.
I don't want to work for you.
All right.
Then we'll just throw him overboard.
All right. I'll pick him up.
Wait, is that okay with you, Remy?
I mean, you want a cook-off or you want me to throw him up?
Let's have a cook-off.
Okay, cook-off.
I mean, we're in the middle of the long crabbling sound. That's pretty bad.
What?
The long crabbling sound.
Well, we've got a lobster.
I got a lobster.
What I'm saying is if we threw him into the water here, that'd be pretty bad. But, yeah.
Look around. People are terrified.
Okay.
Does anybody want some lobster for dinner?
They don't answer.
Use your negotiations.
I'm going to use my negotiation to get them unscared and to get them excited for this cook-off. That is 7.
And I'm going to play some easy listening music on my crab char.
To give me a bonus.
To calm everyone down.
I'll dance with him.
Now I'm going to make some paper craft to get people excited.
I got
a 4.
I got an 8 on my dancing.
I got a 7.
Yeah, we all have odd artistic skills.
Not me. I know commerce.
They kind of like go woo.
Yeah.
That's a fair reaction.
Who doesn't like lobster?
It's all the time.
Family of lobsters raises their hand.
Okay, well they don't have to have any.
That's fine.
Although apparently you don't have a problem with that.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, oh, yes, we will.
All right.
Cook off, begin.
So we're going to use his lobster piece, the pieces of his lobster...
Henchman.
In my defense, Poe, he just asked if I wanted to try something, and I liked it, and he never told me what it was until just now.
I got 10.
They didn't get the hunger and...
What? No, that was raccoon meat. Probably got a tapeworm.
You do 3 rounds.
Okay.
That was the appetizer.
Okay.
That was the appetizer.
I'm rolling like shit. 7.
His entree sucks.
Okay.
It actually poisons somebody.
Snake eyed it.
But we have dessert round.
Right.
1 and 1.
7.
8.
Yeah, but I didn't poison. He crit failed.
Yeah, I'm actually going to minus 2 from that.
Okay.
And he loses.
Yeah, I knew my brother was the best chef.
Yeah.
We'll see you at work tomorrow, prawn.
It's the route to perdition.
The route of perdition. Isn't that all the way on Crab Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better get going.
Yeah.
You don't want to be late.
I expect my employees to all be on time.
I don't know how we get there. Do you mind if I just go with you guys?
Yes. We already got an extra passenger. You're not coming.
Yeah. Unless you want to have sex with my brother.
Whoa, no.
My cousin.
Oh, no. I'll find out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, I ain't going to share with Squishella.
No one was saying that you share Squishella. They were saying that you sleep with him.
No, we were saying that the requirements for him coming is that you get to fuck him.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you regardless.
You can either fuck Big Slice now or later.
Well, get fucked by.
You can either fuck him.
Well, no, not now, family, because we're about to dock, and we gotta go.
They are about to dock.
And I'm sure Big Slice is going to want to make this something special. Yeah.
Well, yeah, sweet cheeks, I slap it on the butt.
Okay, so you get off the ferry.
Oh, and one more thing. Francisco, if you don't show up to work, I'm going to find you and I'm going to make a étouffée out of you.
Okay.
He'll do it.
Alright.
I don't even know.
Okay. So, guys pull a dock. On the dock, there's a couple of, Long Island police? Well, Crab Island,
We got a cow catcher in the plow.
Yeah. I honk my horn. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Please get out of the way. Something awesome's about to happen.
What, are you going to just ram into them? Or are you going to... Because you guys did...
Oh, yeah. We could just drive by.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll just drive by. Yeah.
You're in big trouble with the cow catcher. They're stopping you.
Well, hello, officer.
Hello.
What seems to be the problem?
We're just looking, just seeing what you guys are carrying. Just
oh, curious. We're carrying goods for the crab goddess.
Crab goddess, huh?
Yes, as all good crab truckers do.
I'm going to hit on some, I'm going to make Ella swish it.
I'm texting my crab girl.
what are you guys hauling?
Well, they wouldn't know what cargo Large Marge is actually hauling.
No, they wouldn't. They're just curious.
We are hauling pineapples, nuts, and oscillating fans.
The natural combination.
Oscillation.
Okay. Just curiosity, what is the name of this this here rig?
Oh.
All truckers name their rigs.
Yes, yes. Why, I've named this here rig... Tall Paul!
Got a question. Did you guys also change numbers on the license plate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, if we're disguising her.
Tall.
Yeah, they run the plates, and that they don't...
Yeah.
They don't come through.
Tall Paul.
Tall Paul comes up in the registry. Tall Paul actually is a truck in the...
It's a lobster.
Of course it is.
Yeah. It's a lobster he killed.
It's a trucker. So, anyway.
Well, thank you, officers, for doing such a good job.
Yeah, it's a lobster.
I need to be on my way now to deliver my cargo.
It's a license plate from the lobster's truck.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
killed him.
Yep.
All right, so you guys head off. And,
suckers.
Kinetic cut!
No, we left there.
No.
It takes you guys an hour to get there.
All right. It takes us an hour to get to Old Bay Port.
Old Bay Port, which is at the end of the...
If you knew that we were going to Long Island, why didn't you name it Old Bay Shore?
You know what? I didn't think of that.
Obviously.
Fine.
Nope, we're going to Old Bay Port.
Old Bay Shore.
It's already too late. It's
canon. Why don't we just call it Bay Shore?
Bay Shore! You guys get there? 2 days, 2.5 days.
Damn right. We are a good crew.
Yep.
Sure. You guys broke the record of anybody traveling to.
Of course we did.
We're the best.
Around!
We're doing it soon.
You know what that's calls for?
So we delivered everything plus 4 crates of weapons.
Ooh. So, you get...
No, that's not our weapons. We're not going to keep them.
Well, we got some, and I figure we could sell
the
rest.
They're not going to take the weapons.
Oh, we'll give them to the Crab Goddess, then. We'll bring it back to Crab Mountain and give them to the motherfucking Crab Goddess. Yeah, it's tribute.
Damn right.
We took these from these dirty lobsters.
You guys have,
Dirty lobsters.
You guys get there and unload. So you gotta roll lift.
Make a lift check, man. That's why we have you. You have one job.
No,
you pick things up and you put things down.
All got to make lift checks.
What? Why? That's what he's for.
Gotcha. Yeah. But that's what you made us do last time.
What? No.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did make us.
All right. 10. 7.
6.
8.
8!
So we all succeeded. 10.
For my best.
Eric drops 1.
Eric has 6.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a fail.
No, we've been playing 6 of success.
Alright, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Eric can do a great job.
Almost dropped 1.
On the 6, you stumble, but Big Slice catches you.
Thanks. Thanks, bro.
It's my job. Make sure you don't fuck anything up.
He does it without breaking a sweat. He
breaks lots of sweats.
Yeah,
I'm more of a fighter than
he huffs and puffs. The rest of us huff
different
and
muscles.
Yeah,
different
yeah,
muscles.
The,
you're used to going like this,
right?
Not like this. Oh,
the foreman. Yeah. The foreman. Totally their name.
Foreman.
Is,
foreman. The foreman.
His name is Paul.
The four. God.
It's a the four man.
His name is Paulie.
Paul Lee.
Paul Lee.
Shut up.
So what does Paul Lee want from us?
He's some Paul kinetic cut.
You guys just delivered each crate would have normally been $1,000 a cut.
1,000 clams.
1,000 clams a cut.
Nice.
But because you got here so quick, it triples.
Whoa. 3,000 clams a cut.
3,000 clams a case.
So, let's see how many cases we got here.
My name's Paul Lee. I'm from Connecticut.
18. So we got 57 cases at 3,000 clams each. So we made 171,000 clams.
Yeah!
If we divide it between the five of us, that's 34,200 clams each.
Nice.
And we still have 4 crates of weapons to sell.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give those to the crab.
That's true.
I think with a haul like that, we could afford to give those to the crab goddess.
Yeah.
You could sell them and make another 5,000 a case.
The crab goddess.
We'll give them the crab goddess.
Then she gives us good fortune on the road.
Yep.
Okay.
So we drive back to, we can take our time driving back to Crab Mountain.
You guys,
Yeah, well, we go back to Crab Mountain.
Wait, is
and
is,
we party.
Is Pincer part of the cut when we try to cut it?
Yes. The company gets a part of the cut as well.
Hey, Pincer!
Wait, I have an idea. We give 3 of the crates to the Crab Goddess, mm-hmm. sell 1 for 5,000 clams, yeah. and use that 5,000... for a rocket party!
Presents. I have a very important question for Pincer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Pincer. Are you and Carl fucking?
Did you call him? Because you hadn't left the port yet.
Oh, yeah, we call him.
We go back to Crab City.
Right.
By the way, remember how we in the beginning of the game we said that I've been sending stuff about articles about your dick? I'm now also sending articles about how you and Carl are mental.
Are you and Carl fucking?
Are you and Carl fucking?
No.
Well, then someone's getting laid at this party!
Party!
Carl quit.
What?
He left.
Why?
He's embarrassed. You embarrassed him.
Because of his love?
For no...
There's nothing.
His wife left him.
Yes, who cares about her? You and her...
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
No. That's what you want.
No, it's not what I want.
He's single now.
All right.
Go for it.
Everybody, we got to put the party on hold.
Whoa.
We got to go find Carl.
Yeah, we do got to find
Carl. Right, no, you don't have to go find Carl.
Let's go.
Carl, no party, no party until we find Carl. Then we bring Carl to the party.
Yeah, because of you guys, I've lost Carla.
Oh, good.
Then you're both single.
Oh,
I don't know why you would do that.
I am not
set yourself
a gay
up.
Crab.
It's all right.
Okay.
Edgy, whack, edgy.
I'm going to search for...
Carl.
For Carl. I'm going to see if I can find...
I'm going to
use my perception to see if Carl's in the closet.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
What is that face?
What's he got odds? So roll.
Okay.
Eight.
Make a date.
You find Carl.
You make a date.
Carl's but dead.
What? Why is he dead?
He's hung.
He killed himself.
Wow.
Well, this just went very dark.
Okay. All right, guys. We do not tell Pins this. This stays here. Pins does not know. Guys, I need to get rid of this body now.
I think I have an
no.
It's not Twitter.
That's it. That's the last line. Congratulations. You've exceeded your mission to kill the...
No. You, in your...
Homophobia
killed a crab so that your character wouldn't be gay.
Yes.
That was not us.
We just wanted to hook you up, bro.
We already established my crab wasn't gay.
No, we didn't.
We just
established that your crab liked girls.
Yeah.
You could also... His crab's not gay. He could be bi.
Bisexual, yeah.
Could be bi.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. My crab wasn't gay.
He's going to have to find a new one.
And you ruined another crab's life for that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, you did. You posted fake articles.
It was all you.
I wasn't fake articles. It was about you and it was Pinsir and Carl's love.
Maybe Carl really loved you, and
maybe that's why Carl killed himself because you wouldn't reciprocate his love.
Yeah.
No. That's what everybody. That's what we're all believing.
Yeah.
I mean that.
We still can never tell Pins.
Right.
No.
Carl just left.
He's gone. Remy is definitely assuming that Carl killed himself because he had an unrequited gay crush on him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Good job, Will. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Is Swishella pregnant with my children?
With
no.
Jelly crabs.
She didn't swim through it. That's the thing she laid at.
I'm mad about the gay thing. Nothing funny is happening now.
There's got to be at least 2 weeks before our next adventure so I can carry my girl on my back.
The same species.
So?
Yeah, cross.
What? Whoa, so mules don't exist?
Lions don't exist?
Similar species.
Also, lobster
they both live underwater.
Will, it's also a giant fucking crab truck stuff. It's not a realistic game.
No, Meyer, we did establish early on that we need some realism, like Eric's exploding shuriken.
We had a fucking snail grenade.
Fine. You have lots of babies with the man of war.
Oh man, that's gonna tie
it
down.
They are creepy as hell.
Although your mom's gonna be really happy, but that's gonna put a damper on your style.
They have these big claws, but no spines, so they can't really use them.
me and my girl are gonna have some baby crabs soon.
You are a father to a 1,000.
Of 1,000? Oh, wow.
Quite the brood you got there.
Freakish looking jellyfish / crabs.
Mm. Oh god, they're armored jellyfish, so they can sting you. But
I'm picturing just like the crab shell and then just tentacles hanging from it.
Probably a combination with 1,000. You can get a few combinations.
Yeah.
And there are like claws coming out, but they're not like shelled claws.
They're just like gooey claws.
Are the poison barbs.
I mean, they got that mother's good looks, though, right?
Some of them.
Okay, that's good.
It varies.
I mean, it's 1,000.
Some
of them are going to be really hot. Some of them are just going to be uggos.
Yeah, that's true. Do you planning on keeping them or just letting them all go?
Where do the jelly crabs fall on the sexy scale?
Not at all.
What? That's my children!
So they're less sexy than harsh, flounder.
That's harsh.
That's 1,000 kids. You're not saying one isn't a 10?
At least one should be a 10.
Yeah, come on.
But that's fine.
The breakout
one
star
is a 10.
And a bunch.
One is actually a man of war.
Okay.
What's their name?
She looks just like her mother.
What's her name?
What?
What's her name?
It's your child.
Oh, that's true.
Priscilla.
Priscilla.
But the
Priscilla.
Rest of them are less sexy than Flounder.
Oh, this has got to be... Wow. You got to go down the scale.
I know.
You're saying my kids are uglier than anchovies?
No, uglier than flounder.
Oh my god.
You gotta go down the scale. There's gotta be like the 10, and then there's the really ugly ones, but it's almost some.
I'll just remind you, Will, you have the button. You can end this whenever you want. But what did you think of your first time running a game?
Did you already turn it off?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna turn it off. I haven't turned it off yet, but it was alright. Just, you guys are ridiculous.
Any last words?
Well, yes. Yeah.
But I actually thought you did a very good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I listened to the Crab Truckers game a lot. This week,
I think I would play in another Will Crab Truckers game.
Me too.
Yeah.
Would you run for us again, Will?
I would.
Okay. Would you be a gay club?
Would you be a gay crab?
I would like Ryan to join us next time.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Will, you know who I wish was still around?
Carl.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Carl.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
We'll have to bury him in Connecticut.
Carl.
We have to do a Viking funeral.
All right, Will, before you turn that off.
No, he's getting cooked into something that we're serving at the party.
Oh, God. So he's going to eat Carl.
We're listening.